Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Let's take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hi, Larry. Hi. Don Imus. How are you doing today? Lucky radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City? If they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right? Don and Mike.
I think that's where they originated from. Yeah.
Las Vegas. Hello.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
We've got tons of stuff going on today. We're going to stop everything right now. We're going to meet the guys.
And girls, we're going to have the drawing to decide who wins the dinner with Tyra Banks.
I bumped into our number one fan during the commercial break. And
Dennis P. Murphy?
He has some sort of coffee stain on his shirt. I'm not sure exactly.
You sure that's coffee?
I have no idea. I didn't pursue it very much. I was trying to get away from it.
All right, now we got to get on schedule here. It's 7 minutes after. At approximately 15 after, Tyra arrives.
Very good.
She will spend 20 to 30 minutes with us.
Okay.
At 45 minutes after 5. 5:45, mm-hmm. 15 until 6.
Right.
She'll leave the station with one contest winner for a dinner at a restaurant, and then an hour from now, she's off the hook.
She's out of our lives.
She's out. She's gone forever.
We'll never see her again.
Here she is right here. Yeah. We'll see if she looks like her book.
Mm-hmm.
Let's meet the guys and gals.
Here they
There's
come.
There's Dennis Murphy.
There's Dennis Stain and all.
And look, nobody dressed up to meet Tyra Banks today.
Of course not.
Oh. All right, let's meet them one at a time.
Very good.
And then we'll have the random drawing to decide who it is that will get to dine with her.
That lucky person.
Here we go. Bring them in.
Here
let's
they come.
Let's meet them one at a time now. These were the 20 lucky winners. You know, this is a pretty good barometer of our show. Look at all sizes, all shapes, all colors, all ages.
Oh, man, Danny Warbucks out here. All right.
All right, here's our first guy.
Hi there.
Hey. How are you?
Hi, what's your name?
David Hinchcliffe.
Dave, where are you from?
Arlington, Virginia.
Big Tyra fan?
Oh, absolutely. Way back. We go way back.
So we hope you win the dinner. There's a picture of Tyra.
That's her book. Stay in the room. Or don't stay in the room. Go back there.
Yeah.
We don't have enough room for all you guys in here.
We've got tiny facilities down here. Bring in our next winner.
Let's meet our next guy.
Hey, all right. Here's a member of the Big Man's Club.
Hello, my friend.
All right.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, great. What's your name?
Mark Lavery.
Mark, where are you from?
Reston.
You excited?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Have you been thinking about it a lot?
I'm thinking about whether it was a good thing to go on the radio when I had a sick day at work today.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
yeah. Especially since you gave us your full name there.
Exactly.
Well, you know, if you get a chance to go out to dinner with Tyra, it might be worth getting fired.
That's
right?
What I figured.
Well, good luck, and we wish you the very best of luck.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks. Get out of here. Who's next? Oh, here's a face I've never seen before.
Hey, how's that stain?
It's Cary Grant.
Now, what did you do with it? Is that coffee?
No, what happened was I had a guy cope, you know, has in one hand.
It's better than it looked before.
I know. I got it off a little bit.
Dennis, hello.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
I look forward to your greeting, Dennis.
Hey. Kunkan. Nice Kunkan you have.
Thank you. Same to you, Dennis.
Oh, hey, I do have a Kunkan.
Get out of here.
Okay. Right, hey, Mike, looking good.
Yeah, all right.
All right, bye-bye.
The spokesperson for Tam World knows a good Tam when he sees him.
Dennis B. Murphy.
All right.
Here's our next contestant.
Hi there.
Hey. Super slacker.
Yeah, I try to be.
The guy's dressed like Generation X, but he's got a Superman shirt on. What's your name?
John Grassmick.
John, where are you from?
Fairfax.
Smart man brought his camera with him.
And he's got a little beeper there. Is that a beeper that you have there?
No, it's a garage door opener.
A garage door opener.
Why do you have a garage door opener?
I just thought it looked cool, you know, like it's a beeper.
All right. Check with Broyhill about taking pictures. They got some rules about taking pictures.
No problem.
All right, good luck.
Thanks a lot.
Either way, you'll be able to see her.
That's pretty cool. I like a guy who doesn't have a beeper, but he wears his garage door opener on his pants.
Here's the, you know, somebody told me a long time ago that almost all garage door openers are on the same frequency.
Right.
That if you drive around a neighborhood long enough and point it at everybody's house, eventually somebody's will open up.
And I think if you press them long enough, you can change TV sets inside the house also.
Hello, sir.
What's up, gentlemen?
Hey, my friend. What's your name?
Jay Leonard.
Now, look, I'd say that Jay's the dreamiest of all the guys that have come in the room thus far.
Well, you would be alone in that one right there.
You don't think he's a pretty man? I think he's very pretty, sir.
I think he's a manly man.
If I don't win the dinner, what are you doing there?
I'll pick you up on that. Paging Dr. Homo.
Oh, wow.
Hold on, I got a new Paging Dr. Homo tape. Here we go.
Paging Dr. Homo. Paging Dr. Homo. We need you in the air studios. That.
All right, nice meeting you. Good luck.
Nice meeting you.
Good luck. Yeah, he's okay looking.
Yeah, good.
You know, not that the rest of these guys aren't okay looking.
I didn't find him that attractive.
He's soup. Here's our next contestant.
Our first lady. Our first girl.
Hi.
Ooh, and it's a hottie girl. All right.
What is your name?
Melanie.
Melanie, where are you from?
I'm from Woodbridge.
Well, you got your Tyra calendar?
Well, no, actually, it's a Victoria's Secret.
Well, that's the catalog. New Victoria's Secret catalog.
That's a good catalog. Look at. She's posing there on the cover like someone's going to take her temperature. And Tyra Banks is.
You know, you're a fine-looking woman yourself.
Oh, thank you.
Why Tyra, if I may ask?
Well, I like I was saying, I really didn't think I was going to get through on the line, so I just thought, I'll just try this out. And afterwards, when I got in, I was kind of doubting it, thinking it was just a guy event, and then I felt stupid.
No,
now
we're glad
I'm
here. Glad you're here.
You're a breath of fresh air for these guys down here.
You're almost as pretty as the last guy that was here.
Oh. Yeah.
Glad you brought your camera. Now get out of here, ladies.
All right, take it easy.
Let's meet our next guy. All these people are winners already because they're going to get to see Tyra walk in and look at her and smell her.
Get to see her in person.
Hello.
Hi there. All right. And wearing a shirt from the Dan Ryson collection.
Who is this? What is your name, sir?
My name's Tony Gossage.
Tony, where are you from?
I'm from Glen Burnie.
Nervous?
A little.
Yeah. Tony would be, in my opinion, our first scary winner that we have.
Scary?
Here.
And Mike, I'm going to...
a little scary.
Right as I look at him with no beard.
Yeah.
Young Chris Elliott.
Yes. Absolutely. Right on there.
Camera 2, spotlight on you. All right, get out of here.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. See you later. How many people have we met?
I don't know.
Here's a whole bunch more. Hey. Hey, buddy.
All right.
Buddy. Hey, my friend. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
And you are?
Kylie Ball.
And where are you from?
Burke.
You psyched?
I'm very psyched.
You look like you got yourself all prettied up for Tyra, didn't you?
Hey, I can't help myself.
Here she is, right here. Right here's her picture, right here.
Yeah,
Tyra's beauty inside out, right there.
She looks great in Victoria's Secret.
Yes, right. She does. Yeah.
Get out of here.
You know, the timing is great because they've just sent out that latest catalog. Uh-huh. Most people get that.
Slap my hand, Black Soul Man.
Hello there.
Hello. White people, how you doing?
Hey, my friend. What's your name?
Eric.
Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Where are you from?
From Falls Church.
Falls Church, VA.
Eric sounds like you got a radio voice. You know, you got that kind of voice that you say, here's a love song.
I got that midnight soul voice. I got some Teddy Pendergrass on the radio.
All right, get out of here.
All right.
Get out of here. Come on.
What's up, white people? Here we go. Hello. Come on in. Who's this guy?
From Plain, Virginia.
Oh, you're like a junior journalist? Look at all the equipment this guy's got with him.
You know, I'll be honest with you. After this is over, you could probably go upstairs and interview for the next sales position we have open here. You look like half those guys up there.
No, thanks.
He's got a little Stephanopoulos in him, don't you?
Yeah, he does. You know, what do you do, sir?
I'm a computer consultant with the Hubble Space Telescope.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they asked me to send a message if I could pass it along.
So you're like a genius type of guy?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
No, not that far?
Do you have a message for us?
Well, for Tyra, but since she's not here, I don't know if I'll be able to talk to you.
What is the message?
Well, it's just a shame that the Hubble Space Telescope only points to the sky. If it pointed towards Earth, we'd definitely be looking at her.
All right, get out of here.
See you later.
Bye, Poindexter.
Nerdorama.
Bye-bye.
All right.
From all the boys down to the lab.
We would always take a telescope to Tyra.
Tyra. I'd like to turn the whole thing around. If we could turn up the Mector and the other telescope satellite.
Hello. Who are you, sir?
My name's Sean.
Ah.
Sean, here's some music for you. Where are you from?
Actually from Arkansas, but I live in Arlington, Virginia.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Excited to be down here?
Definitely.
Glad to have you here.
Hey, right, do you mind if I get a plug for my small business?
Sure.
It's called the Margarita Man in Arlington, Virginia.
Beautiful.
Frozen drinks, frozen margarita machines. The whole metropolitan area.
Do you just go around and make them on the street? Or
No, we just do parties, people's houses,
okay.
Special events.
The Margarita Man.
Yeah.
Margarita Man.
All right, get out of here. This is your plug.
And thank you for listening.
There goes the Margarita
Still
Man.
More guys coming in.
Yes, yes. It's very popular. This is
here
a very popular event.
Look at this guy. Take the gum out of your mouth, son.
All right. No gum chewing.
And what's your name?
I'm Rob.
Rob, how you doing, Rob?
Doing well. How are you?
Look at the quizzical way that Rob is eyeballing us, Mike.
How's it going today, Rob?
It's going great.
Are you psyched to see Tyra?
I am totally psyched.
Good.
There she is. Here's the picture.
That's her.
Can't guarantee she'll be wearing this outfit.
And you have a real beeper, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, show that to the guy that's got the garage door open.
I'll go show it to him.
Nice meeting you.
All right,
get out of here. All right, who's next? The parade of freaks continues. Hello?
Hi there.
How's it going?
How's
hey,
it going?
Dude.
Penn Jillette is just coming here. Here we go. All right.
What's your name?
My name's John.
John, where are you from?
From Reston.
What do you do?
What do I do? Mooch off my parents.
All right. All right. You convey that, actually, without even speaking. What? Do you have the catalog there?
I have the catalog.
God, everybody's
was,
got that.
Sent to my sister.
Okay. All right. Get out.
Bye.
That guy's scaring me a little bit.
It was sent to you.
All right. Here's our next winner.
All right.
Boy, this is a lot of people. How many? There's 20 people, right?
Please remove the gum. No gum chewing in the studio.
Hi, what's your name?
Hey, Darren. I'm Mike Martin from Waldorf.
How you doing, Mike?
Good.
I guess being from Waldorf, this is a real treat for you.
Oh, this is out of control.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of the women in Waldorf, in general?
Since I know them all, I don't think very highly.
And what is your particular... I know everyone from Waldorf has some kind of a facial tic. Or some type of spastic motion that they can't control. What is it you have?
None of the above.
Oh, really?
None. I'm clean.
That's, you're rubbing your neck, though, like you got something there, right?
Yeah, that's nerves.
All right. That's a tick.
You don't got any sexual diseases, do you?
No.
Okay.
Don't.
Sex diseases, though.
That's from yesterday's show. Yeah. Nice meeting you.
Thank you. Nice meeting you.
See you later.
All right. Thanks for listening. See you in a little while. All right, here we go. Keep it coming.
Keep the happy campers coming.
Oh, here we go. Here's the dirty contestant. Right.
That's it.
Did you bathe today, sir?
Haven't bathed in about a week.
I believe it.
What's the deal with the hand motion?
Come on now.
Is that your thing there or what?
My thing. I'm going to suffuse her with my stench. And we're going to rock.
So first off, turn your hand around like a ball player, those, in this studio.
And he's not chewing gum.
And what's your name?
Jim Bruton.
And where are you from, Jim?
Boss Church.
Thanks for coming down.
Thanks.
About 5 minutes,
Jim.
You get
Can
to see
get
her.
Can I get a plug real quick?
What? Sure.
I'd like to invite the Don and Mike audience out to Jack's in Springfield Friday night to see Mindshaft.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
All right, very good.
Hey, we've played Jack's before, haven't we?
That rock and roll club, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we were there one night during a blizzard, weren't we?
Yeah.
Hello. Oh, here you go.
Hello.
Hello, counselor.
Look at this guy.
How are you?
This is an old guy, man. How old are you?
59.
This is
old
the most
guy.
This
hey.
Is the most respectable guy we've had in here. I mean, you look like a successful banker type. What do you do for a living, sir?
I work for a computer company.
You work for a computer company.
And what's your name?
Jerry.
Jerry, nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
All right.
Get out of here,
Jerry. See you later, Jerry.
Bye.
Oh, Jerry.
Jerry.
Hello, Jerry.
And our last guy. Nope, two more. Take it back. Hello.
Oh, boy, you've got a calendar there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All hey, right. What's your name?
Richard Lawrence.
Where are you from, Richard?
Stafford, Virginia.
And you got what? Posters of Tyron.
Okay.
Oh, that's a nice poster.
That's
Sports Illustrated.
Beautiful poster.
Nice poster.
Oh, yeah.
Poster, I hardly knew her.
All right.
All right, get out of here. Thanks. Go stand by the old guy. And here's Mike. The last one.
The last one. All right, this is the guy we thought was with the entourage.
Oh, my.
Hello,
God.
Sir.
Hi,
how
there. That's a lovely hat. That is a wonderful hat. You look like you're ready to make your move, aren't you?
He looks like Crocodile Dundee. You know, generally, cowboy hats don't go with black guys, generally.
Yeah.
They were the original cowboys.
They were the original cowboys.
And I noticed that you have are those flowers that you've brought for Tyra.
Are they for me and Mike?
If she wants to share a couple, that'd be okay, but they're for Tyra.
What kind of you brought Tyra Banks flowers.
What kind of flowers did you get her?
Yellow roses.
Yellow roses. Oh, fantastic.
So you really got a thing for Tyra, don't you?
I think she's kind of nice.
And you're carrying a whole bunch of stuff. What's all this stuff? What's under your arm there? What do you got?
That's just my jacket and some reading material because I got here kind of early.
Okay, yeah, you were the first.
Right.
You were the first.
Well, listen, let's bring in the nice meeting you. Let's bring in a bucket of names now and pick out the winner.
Very exciting moment here.
The guy who's going to get to go to dinner with
Tyra Banks. Very exciting. I know there's a nervous anticipation
in
the hall.
We might have to wait a second, Mike, because Tyra's not here yet.
Okay.
Well, Charles Broyle, who's in communication with Tyra and her limo.
Constantly.
Oh, crap. We timed this out almost perfect. We're only running 5 minutes late.
Oh, man, it would have been great.
Charlie Broyhill.
Charlie. There's a speaker who'll speak to you, and they call him.
Well, let me take a phone call here while we're waiting for Charles Broyhill. Hello? I don't know what we're supposed to do. Do we give away the dinner now? Do we break? Hello?
Hey, Don, you got to wait for Tyra to draw that name.
Oh, that's right. Tyra's got to draw it.
You're correct.
Yes,
yeah.
Tyra's got to pick the winner.
Is that what I said? Oh, that's what we'll do then.
Yes.
All right, Tyra Banks will pick the name as soon as she gets here.
Very, very exciting.
It's very embarrassing we do all this.
There's Charlie Broyhill.
Hold on. Charles, what's the story? And this guy on the phone had it right. I said yesterday Tyra would pick the winner's name.
Yes, Tyra will pick the winner. Very good.
Thanks for the call. Where is she?
She is en route on her way.
Very good.
How far away is she?
Close.
Should we do a commercial set now?
Yes, you should.
Yeah.
All right. Very definitive with those answers. Way to go,
Thank
Charlie.
Thank you.
Countdown to Tyra Banks.
Mike?
Yes.
I want to tell you something.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I want everybody to come out here.
Oh.
Hey, everybody.
She's here.
Come here for a minute.
She's here.
Hey, guys, guess what?
My woman's here.
It's not
After
Tyra Banks.
All these years.
It's Shirley Hemphill.
Oh, baby. baby, how are you?
What's up, y'all?
Oh, my God, it's been so long.
Mike, it's Shirley Hemphill. Hi, Shirley.
How y'all doing?
Oh, hey, baby.
Do you know how long I've waited for this moment? I have waited so long for this moment, Shirley. Ever since we played that tape, you know, you said, which one's the father of my child?
I come because the check bounced and the baby wants some Air Jordan shoes.
Shirley, you come with us to the studio. Now,
all right,
of course,
here we go.
Hey, everybody. April Fool's joke. But, you know, the best part of this, Mike didn't know.
Everybody
knew except Mike. What? What is that, Shirley?
Jobs or something. Who are these people?
Now, one of you is still going to go out to dinner tonight with Shirley Hemphill. You're going to take the limo and go out to dinner with her.
My woman. This is the biggest surprise I've ever had in my career.
You really didn't know I was coming?
I had no idea you were coming. He was saying Tyra Banks was coming, and it's you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You don't know how thrilled I am. I've waited so long, baby.
Oh, huh?
No, I don't. I want you,
there
baby.
There is no way that Tyra Banks would ever appear
on
our
my
show, Mike.
God.
Wait, man.
Now, wouldn't that be funny if she was really here? But I'm here to tell you she ain't here.
So oh, now, my God.
It would be an April Fool.
Oh,
Shirley,
my God.
Now, Shirley, you're using a walker. Are you okay?
I have kidney problems. I didn't know it. I thought I had back problems, and I have kidney problems. So,
all right.
I've been drinking a lot of water. And to all you kids out there, put those on colas down and that 7-Up and stuff. Drink some water.
Drink water.
There you go, baby.
All right.
Well, come on. Let's work towards the studio.
And we have to have Shirley. You're going to have
sorry,
to pick out the winner. Somebody's going to have dinner with you.
How come they all can't come?
How come they all can't come to dinner?
Budget. I know y'all syndicated. Y'all make the money.
You want them all to come?
Come on.
All right. Would everybody like to go out with Shirley?
All right.
Only one.
Oh, you got
now,
me.
Come on now. You got to admit, Shirley Hemphill.
Oh,
the real
God.
Shirley Hemphill.
Shirley Hemphill.
Sorry. Listen, it's April Fool's Day.
Oh, you got me. You got me good. You got me good.
You know, if she... I was not planning for the chance that she would be coming in a walker.
Right. She had a little kidney problem. I cannot
believe it. I can't believe it.
The April Fool's joke was on me.
Oh, my bad.
Everybody knows
everybody.
Me. Oh, my God.
And all of our listeners.
Oh, my God.
A couple of whom are really pissed back there.
Yes, yeah. They're very, very angry. It's Shirley Hemphill. Yeah.
One guy said to me, I took today off work. Well, excuse me, it's April Fool's Day.
30 days.
See, what happened
30
was,
days we've been talking about this.
We read 30 days ago that Tyra Banks was coming to town.
Right.
We checked.
Yes.
She'd want to be on our show,
of course.
Right? So I said to Charles Broyhill,
oh, that's great.
Find Shirley Hemphill. We will fly her into town.
Sure.
Keep it a total secret from Mike.
That's right.
That was the most important part, keeping it a secret from you.
Oh, my God. You know, yesterday, you said something to me yesterday. I forgot what it was, but you said, make sure you wear something nice. And that was the only time that I had. And I actually woke up this morning, and I had just this little thing that I dismissed really quickly. I said, what if? Ah, no, he wouldn't do that. And there, and here she is.
Well, come on, you got to admit, it's a great April Fool's because it's the real
great.
Shirley Hemphill.
Yeah. Hi, Shirley.
Here she is. Shirley, come on now. She's going to get up
come
here.
Come on up here. All right. There you go.
Now, all these
help.
All these people calling us.
Okay.
I wonder what's happening with these phones. Are these people that are mad?
Okay.
Are these people going to say they knew it was a joke?
Let's find out.
Well, let me take a call while Mike is getting Shirley situated.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
These people that knew it was a joke. Let's find out.
I just heard myself there. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yep.
Shirley,
I knew your crap or my crap detector went off yesterday on you guys.
Well, how come nobody ever called and said anything about it?
Because I didn't want to ruin the surprise.
Oh, and here she is. Hello, baby.
What's up, yeah?
Shirley Hemphill, everybody.
Everybody stand up and get
Hemphill in the house.
How's our son doing, Shirley?
Oh, he's so big.
Well, I wish you'd let me see him. I really wish you'd let me see him
every
once in a while.
Every man come by, he go, Daddy, no, that ain't him.
Of course, you loved Shirley when she was on... When she was on What's Happening.
Yeah. Oh,
now,
man.
You weren't Rerun's mom, were you?
No. I was just a person that was a waitress there.
Uh-huh. Oh, right, at that little joint that used to go to get the hamburgers and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You know what I thought? I thought, Ernie called me 6 o'clock yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Wow. And I thought y'all was going to play a trick on me and he was going to be here.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, Jenny Jones played that trick on me. I thought I was going to talk to him on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, that bitch,
Jenny
Jones.
The whole cast came on. I'm sitting in the middle of the stage, and I thought, oh, God. You know, she has little surprises for everybody.
Hey, it's Shirley Hemphill.
Shirley Hemphill in the house.
Shirley Hemphill. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I said, hey, because they follow me everywhere I go. I should have brought him with me.
Hey, you got it. You got it.
Oh, my God. Oh. Here I was.
Well,
thinking
you thought I was a beer collector?
No, I
that
didn't
was
know.
Supposed
Now,
we've been talking for 30
he
days.
He eased his head around the corner like I was coming to get his American Express. He went,
And then, you know, at first I thought you were part of the entourage or something like that. And then I said, Shirley is here after all these years talking about Shirley Hemphill and our son.
Here's the tape of...
Eased your head around the corner.
Here's a tape of Shirley.
He tried to be split.
Tape of Shirley talking about the baby. Here, roll that tape, please.
Hi, this is Shirley Hemphill from What's Happening, You and Me. Well, I'm here to find out who's the daddy of my child. Is it Don or Mike? Which one is it?
It's Mike. Yeah, you got to admit, that's a good gag. That's 30 days. 30 days of setting all you guys up.
Wow.
30 days.
Including me, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the best.
Including me. I had no idea.
How'd y'all get my phone number? Because I'm so paranoid about it. I'm in bed, and I heard, hey, you might not remember me. And I went, that's the man from the radio show.
That's right.
How'd he get my number? I got beer collectors looking for me, but y'all found me.
Now, listen, here's the question.
Huh?
We were going to have a contest to send you out to eat with one person.
Yeah.
Would you go out with everybody? We'll pay the bill. Would you take everybody to dinner?
I'm here for the, what did that say we was going to do, an hour show? Mm-hmm. I'm here for the hour show, and then we're going to do the thing.
Oh, that's beautiful.
This is a new agent, and she's nervous and scared, you know, because I don't think she's...
Where's your agent?
Bring your agent. Yeah. Elaine, come on in.
Elaine, come here, Elaine.
Yeah.
But you know how she does stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we're going to have a discussion when I go home.
Okay.
She may not be with us long.
Why?
Really?
What did she do wrong?
Well, yeah.
Oh, you can tell us. So we have a very honest show here. You can go.
No, it's just the mix-up with the limo. Because this is what the limo man said. I told the guy who was pushing in the wheelchair, look for a sign. Because most limo drivers have signs.
Yeah, they say.
Oh, you mean when you were at the airport?
Yeah.
I'll hold up a sign.
But he said, I watch What's Happening so long. I know what Shirley looked like. Like, he was looking for somebody with
With the big afro. Are you talking about George? Is it George the guy that screwed that up?
No, it wasn't George.
Yeah.
So I passed this man
About 3-4 times.
Oh, no.
He didn't... I didn't have a clue.
God damn it, that's a great bit. Okay, that's a great
bit. I'm here, and let's rock and roll.
Right, Shirley, we gotta do a break.
Pay the bill.
Let us do a break. We'll come back and talk to you.
Okay.
And then we'll send you out for your dream date. Oh, they take some calls here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Bertha Baby just dropped in number two, guys. This is the best.
Oh, yeah, good day.
Hey, George, this is the best.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Almost drove into Baltimore's Inner Harbor on
laughing. Beautiful.
Not only did you get Mike,
right.
You got all those swinging Richards that thought they were going to meet Tyler.
Oh, yeah. And you should see them. They are pissed. All the guys with their cameras and their flowers.
Tyra Banks.
Yes.
Wait a minute, Shirley. Let me tell you. I didn't know for 30 days he's been saying we had a whole contest. Come on down and meet Tyra Banks. We've been doing this for 30 days.
The guy said, that ain't no Tyra Banks.
Right.
He asked me, what is that? Oh, I said, because he got flowers.
Oh, yeah.
And he held on to the flowers. He didn't give them to me. Oh, he broke my face, didn't he? He's the Tyra.
This is the best. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Hi, that was the best ever.
No,
yeah,
that
man.
Was a good gag, wasn't it?
Best prank ever.
It's Shirley Hemphill. She is here. Finally. We've been trying to get you on this show for a long time.
Really?
Yes,
hello.
We have.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Bob Dole likes Shirley Hemphill.
Oh, thank you, Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
Goodbye, Bob Dole. But Shirley was just telling us she was stuck on her toilet.
Well, yes. See, the thing is, they gave me a regular room, and you know, this one is awful low.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And I didn't bring my therapist with me because I should be walking, but she wasn't with me,
mm-hmm.
and so I've been goofing off. And so I was going to get up, and you know, thank God that this is a nice place you put me in because the phone is right by the toilet.
Very good.
And I called housekeeper, and I go, can you send a lady up to help me? And this is the same lady. She had knocked on my door to do the maid thing. I went, get away, I'm sleeping.
Oh.
So she came. And then she go, help up, and I'm, please, please. And when I got off, I hear, oh, you know that a sucking sound?
Yeah.
I look back, I say, let me pass my butt still there. I was so embarrassed. She goes,
oh, man.
You want me to help you every time? You go, no, no, no.
All right, questions. Shirley, here's questions.
What?
Rerun. We still see rerun sometimes,
yeah.
Like on VH1 and stuff.
Uh-huh.
What about Raj? And what about, who is a little girl? I bet she's grown up to be...
Danielle Bristol.
No, not Daniel.
Let's go from Archie Bunker. Rob,
she is
be quiet,
a veterinarian.
Please. And what's her name? What was her name?
Danielle Spencer. Her name was Dee on the show.
Dee, that's right. Dee. Dee and Raj.
Dee and Raj.
And rerun. Hey, hey, hey.
We had rerun years ago on this show.
Raj called me, his name is Ernie Thomas. He called me 6 o'clock in the morning. I don't know if I can, and he left a joke on my tape. This is what he said.
Okay.
It's not a bad joke. Said this man asked his wife, said, have you been unfaithful to me? She said, 3 times. So once, we couldn't pay the mortgage, and I had to sleep with the man.
Mm-hmm.
Second one time was, you know, they was going to tax you and audit you, and I had to sleep with the man.
Mm-hmm.
And said, the third time, you wanted to be in this country club, you had to be a member, and you were 44 votes short. And so he left. Leaves me that joke on screen.
So you still keep in touch with a lot of those?
Yeah.
Folks.
I get jokes.
He's not that. And then Rerun is a minister now.
Uh-huh. Are you kidding?
No.
Hallelujah.
He cares that Bible, but, you know, we say, nah, you know, I remember when you were slapping people. Don't start that with me. And, Haywood, Dwayne.
Oh, Dwayne, yeah.
He's doing something with John Travolta. You know, he's a Scientologist.
Oh, yes. Dwayne.
So
Dwayne is wrapped up in that now?
They're in business together.
Are you kidding?
Boy.
He has a home in Florida,
mm-hmm.
and then he has one in New York, and he goes on the plane with John. And
And now you were living in Palm Springs.
Uh-huh.
Palm Springs.
Right.
Are you still living in Palm Springs,
mm-hmm.
California? And,
I think I'm going to move to Las Vegas, because, you know, I play the Riviera about 4 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
There or Arizona.
And in your health, I want to ask you about your health.
I'm doing better.
You're doing okay?
Kidney
yeah.
problem. I'm doing better. I'm doing good. Therapy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to have 100% kidney stuff, but,
right.
you know, I'm doing better. It makes me take care of myself.
I got one kidney. Don't worry about it. You can get by with one.
Really?
Yeah. Swear to God.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. He had a bunch of kidney operations when he was a kid.
Hey, Shirley, let's take some phone calls now.
Go ahead.
Here we go. Hello, Donna Mitra. Here's a call from Las Vegas, Shirley.
Hi. Radio guys.
Hello.
I am, man, you know what? I tried and I tried to win the tickets to see Tyra, and I was going to fly in.
Thank God.
Too bad you didn't. That would have been the best gag of all, but I really had paid
Are you on the radio there?
No.
Yeah, we're
in
Las
Vegas. You guys are.
Oh, okay.
She was asking us.
Yeah,
we're on in Las Vegas, Shirley.
Oh. Shirley, I saw you guys when you did the Vibe show.
Yeah.
Oh, with everyone was there but Dwayne. You guys look great. And Don,
was with Trevody on the set of, what's that, Color?
Primary Colors?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was right. Dwayne's not in that movie, is he?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he does something about videos or something.
And what about Roger's mother?
You know, when we did the Jenna Jones show, we said, you know, she has diabetes so bad they had to take off both of her legs, knees. Ooh, and so we gave a number, and they had to put a hotline in because everybody was calling her.
Oh, that's nice.
So she's doing pretty good. Huh. She's doing pretty good.
All right. Well, thank you, Kevin.
All right, guys.
All right.
See ya.
Right, he was actually going to fly in.
Dynamite show, yeah.
Ooh, he would have whipped one of us.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Baldy.
How are you?
Great.
Great gag, man.
Oh, that is a great gag. That is a great gag. I tell you, being the victim of that gag, I tell you, but, you know, it's so good to see my woman.
I tried calling yesterday because I heard all this stuff about Tyra being in town and being on all these shows, and I was wondering if Laura Korn's rule was going to be in effect.
Yeah, who cares about Tyra Banks?
No.
We got Shirley Hemphill here.
Hello.
I'm going to tell her.
Dynamite. Hey,
Dynamite. Oh, hey, big man.
What's going down?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, I just want to say hello to my ebony princess there.
Oh,
how
boy.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine, darling. I'm just laid back up here in the hills of Manassas. I just want to let you know, though, when you get ready to move them legs around, I want to try to do the swamp cat boogie to the boho grass.
Okay.
He sounds like he's got the hots for you, Shirley.
Oh,
you have brought out a side of that man that we have never heard before.
Yeah. He's got the steaming undies for you, Shirley.
Hello. Dynamite.
Dynamite?
And Shirley. Hello.
Dynamite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to call and say that was a terrific, terrific gag. And for those 20 schmucks who showed up,
that is too bad. I'm taking them to dinner.
Surely. Yeah. Yeah. But surely, you would have pulled in much, much more if they would have just came clean.
Yeah. All right. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hello. Shirley is going out to dinner with all of them.
With everybody.
Everybody's
right.
Going out to dinner with Shirley.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Dynamite Show.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Shirley.
Huh?
How are you?
Okay.
I get jokes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That you'd find, Shirley, that's the average call that we get here. Not really sure what's going on.
Shirley, here's a guy who claims he's a stand-up comedian who worked with you. It's a guy calling us from Sacramento.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hello. Don, Mike, Buzz.
Yeah.
Shirley, and Tony.
Who is this?
Ben Tony.
Yeah.
Do you know Ben Tony, Shirley?
Tell me where we played together.
We played together in Japan and Korea.
Ah!
Oh, hold on, man.
Yay!
Man, the dogs are all whining right
How
now.
How you doing?
My God.
You going back?
I went back about 2 years ago with Willie Tyler.
How'd it go?
Willie Tyler and Lester.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah.
I'm going back in May again.
Oh, you really?
I think. My doctor may not let me go because, you know, that's a 17-hour flight.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a long flight.
And you was back there in coach, wasn't you?
The opening act, you know.
Goodbye. He was on standby coming back. He almost didn't get on the plane.
Oh, really?
And you can't take no bus from Japan.
You ever work with Willie Tyler and Lester? You ever do a gig with them? Really?
Which one, Willie Tyler or Lester?
The dummy and the
dummy. That's Lester, right?
What you looking at?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don, Mike, that wasn't funny. It was not funny at all. For 30 days, you've been saying that Tyra Banks is coming. It's no April Fool's joke.
Oh, yes,
it
is.
Funny. No, it's not.
That's a great joke. You're just a sore loser.
No, I never called. I'd never cared to call. But for the people that came down there, you kept saying, and it's no April Fool's joke.
What do you want me to say? Is it April Fool's joke?
No,
come on.
Don't say that. If you've never said that, then it's absolutely hysterical. It is definitely
As a matter of fact, I said, I swear it's not an April Fool's joke.
That's not funny.
And I think the goal of an April Fool's joke is to make sure people don't know that it's an April
That's
Fool's
crap.
Joke.
It's
and
not
under
funny.
That, guys, you can say that it's not an April Fool's joke.
This is why you'll never be on TV. That is not the way.
Oh, and you're going to be on TV, right?
No, I'm not.
Smart guy. F you jerk.
Oh, screw off. You can't.
F you can't take a joke. You can't take a joke.
Pull all those people that came down.
You can't
said
take.
It was going to be an April Fool's joke.
You can't take a joke.
Surely we have a very angry caller on the line here.
You know,
I think, sir, you're being very rude to our guest Shirley Hemphill, who is here.
You can't take a joke.
All the way
I
in from California.
I didn't know anything about Tyra Banks thing, but you making me feel like a dog, mister.
Yeah, that's right.
You'll be all right, Shirley.
No, listen, hey, listen, man. You are. You're making my woman, Shirley Hemphill, feel bad, and I think that makes you an a-hole.
I'm not talking to Shirley. I'm talking to you.
I don't care. I'm talking to you.
I'm talking to the clown that said, for 30 days...
The clown that got you. The clown that got you. Oh, yeah, you're real smart. How come you never called in the last 30 days to call me out on it? How come?
You said it's not an April Fool's joke.
Right? Gotcha.
No, you didn't say
that. Oh, come on.
F you.
Do you like the honesty of this show, Shirley?
Man. Are you kidding me?
Shirley's laughing.
Jesus Christ.
Him.
I love Dynamite Show.
Hi.
Hey.
What's happening, guys?
Hello, my friend.
Not much, but that was great, man. You had me sitting here at home thinking, what am I going to say to her if I get through to her and talk to her? Blah, 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 blah.
What's that? Hold on, sir. What's your life?
That man was pissed.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Screw him. He can't take a joke.
Exactly.
And you know, I almost bailed out on y'all. I ain't know nothing about it. I poop butt on y'all. I don't know nothing about it.
That guy's getting mad at me because I sold the best April Fool's joke we've ever done.
That's right.
Hey, too bad, my
friend. You know when it's good.
I get jokes.
But these guys didn't pay no money or nothing like that.
No.
They ain't out of nothing.
And they're getting a free dinner out of it with you.
Of course.
Hello. You're going to be a hell of a lot more fun than Tyra Banks.
That's right. Yeah.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, buddy.
First of all, I want to say, screw that guy. He's a jerk. I think you played that perfect. I mean, you tricked me and everyone. I just want to.
And he got me. I think that's important to point out.
That's all I really want to do.
Wanted to get me, and I was hook, line, and sinker. And then, you know, of course, I can't get mad because when I looked up, it was my woman.
Yeah.
So after all these years,
he said he took a shower and put on a clean shirt.
Yes, he did.
And I never shower normally.
All right, one more call. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey. What's going on?
Is this Dynamite? Yeah.
Hey, listen, I just want to talk to y'all about that dude that called earlier today, talking about he was going to be listening to the show, and he's going to have his pants down by his ankles.
Yeah, we had a lot of guys call the show saying they were going to be spreading out big.
I'm so sorry. I bet his pants are up now.
Well, I know he ain't going to be having too much fun now.
All right, goodbye, Joe.
He was begging the heck out of y'all to get that.
All right, goodbye, Joe.
Have a fine time.
Well, listen, Shirley, it is... Great.
Oh, that's me and
Tom. Great to see you. We love you. Thank you for being part of our gang.
Thank you.
And we hope you get back on your feet real soon, and you go over to Japan and Korea and wherever you're going.
And now listen, go get in the car, and George will take you to the restaurant. And if you don't mind, we're going to send a cell phone with our number one guy, Dennis Murphy, and we're going to get some reports from the dinner.
Yeah, we're going to find out how you're doing over there.
Y'all not coming?
No, we got to keep doing the show.
Oh, we get paid to do this show, so we're doing that.
So you go have dinner with everybody, and we'll get some phone reports.
Okay.
And there's the beautiful Shirley Hemphill.
My woman.
Okay.
My lady.
That was fun.
Shirley Hemphill.
Thank y'all.
Wow.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, my favorite part is that guy who was so mad.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
That's how you know you got it good.
That's beautiful.
Got me, 100%.
Shirley Hemphill. The real Shirley Hemphill. Took a lot of thought to think, who's the one woman that would really make this the best gag ever?
Somebody better.
The number two choice is Phyllis Diller.
Phyllis Diller, oh man, this is my number one choice.
Sheila Lava, Price Rams.
My woman.
Thank you, Shirley.
You enjoy your dinner, baby.
Have a great time. Oh, hold on. Well, we're getting Shirley out of here. Let me take a call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Now I got to fold my beach towel back up. Keep going.
Goodbye. Goodbye. What, Shirley?
Huh?
What? Oh, we're still on. You're right. Okay. Bye.
All right.
We got to do a break, and Shirley's going out to dinner with everybody, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When you were first a member of this team, when you were struggling to make the team, then in a backup role, what are you laughing at?
I'm listening to you. I'm just looking at them.
You're looking at them?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What were they saying something about you?
Yeah, they was talking about you, man.
They're talking about me?
Yeah, they was talking about you.
What were they saying about me? I know it's Corey Raymer and Brad Badger. What were they saying about me?
I don't know. I just heard them say your name.
Really?
Corey, what were you...
What were you saying about me, man?
We were making fun of you when your wife called you last week or a couple weeks ago. What was that she called you? I forget.
She calls me and yells at me all the time, man.
That secret word you guys use in the confines of your house, but she kind of blabbed it out a little bit. I forget what it was. Something like snookums or something.
Oh, she calls me boo-boo.
Boo-boo, that's what it was.
You're not married, are you, Corey?
Not yet.
Try it for 18 years, my friend. Steve. Sorry about that.
You guys know that Stephen was saying lots of nice stuff about you.
Yeah, I always say good things about you.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the best of Don and Mike.
All right, now the whole thing with Shirley Hempel and Tyra Banks obviously was an April Fool's joke, but this is not.
Yeah.
The Monica Lewinsky pass to the Tyson's Club of Health and Fitness that I received today.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's real.
All right, I'll put it away. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah, put your real Monica Lewinsky pass away. I'm going to believe everything you say now.
Hello, Don of my show.
Hey, Don. Mike.
Hey, buddy.
I hadn't called in quite a while. I was anticipating to check out how Tyra Banks will react to y'all's sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get a chance to do that, but I'm very pleased and very surprised. Shirley Hempel, I watch her on occasions here in Baltimore. They have her.
She's a great lady. I mean, she really is.
She's great, isn't she?
Wonderful sport to do this.
She's funny, too. She's just telling us about getting her ass stuck in the toilet. That's, you know, you realize that happened this morning.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
We flew her in last night. So she had a day to go sightseeing and everything else, and she got her butt stuck in a toilet.
And I was telling you during the break that when she came around the corner, I walked over and said, "Oh my God, it's Shirley Hempel." It's like, I was thinking during that whole time, well, she must be part of the Tyra Banks entourage. And now all of a sudden, you said, "Okay, April Fools," and I'm like, "Oh, this is it. All right, well, let's have her come back in the studio now."
Yeah.
So, here I go.
I like Shirley Hempel. She's getting in the car now.
Great lady.
And going with Dennis and the other 20 winners.
Right.
They're all going to have dinner and drinks on us tonight.
And you know, the fact is, the majority of the 20, they were giving us the thumbs up, and they enjoyed it too.
Well, they all get to go to dinner with a TV star.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
I bet they have a better time than they would have with Tyra Banks anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, my friend.
That was a good joke, because Tyra Banks was, you know, in D.C. area, and Irish, she was all over D.C., and I thought she really worked.
And let me tell you something, I read the paper, too.
Yeah.
It worked for me.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there reading it this morning going, yeah, okay, she's going to be, I'm saying to my wife as I'm leaving, because she said, well, you know, Laura says to me, say hi to Tyra for me. I said, sure I will, and I go, you know, I'm bounding out of the house after spending, you know, just that extra amount of time on my hair, which didn't mean a,
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, I am so excited. Hi, Shirley.
Oh, no, she's already on her way to the restaurant.
Well,
we will
It doesn't matter.
We will be checking in momentarily via cell phone, and our correspondent, Dennis P. Murphy,
Penfield on the Zoo.
It doesn't matter. Check this out, man.
What?
I won a huge bet, $1,200 or more. I don't know how much he makes. My boss, me and a coworker, bet him that it wasn't true. It was a joke. And then my boss bet us, but my coworker said no. I said yes. And I knew it. I knew it. I'm so excited. Steven or hate. You idiot. Thank you.
I'm glad you won some money, but really, all these guys calling saying that they knew it was a joke. Where are you guys for the last 30 days?
That's right.
I don't screen calls out. I told Rob yesterday, I said, you know what I'm amazed at? Nobody's called to even challenge the fact that I might have been lying.
You sold it.
I was lying.
Hold on a second. I'm a drader, man. I am a drader, and then I went with my instinct.
What is a drader?
What is a drader?
Retard backwards, I tell you.
Retard backwards.
Yes, it is. I'm telling you, man. And I got it. I'm so excited. Steve, oh, my God.
Do you actually think you're going to collect $1,200 from this guy?
No, you don't understand. I've been working with him 5 years. He's going to give me my money. He's going to give me my money.
How do you know he's just not going to say to you, okay, April Fool's?
No, there's no April Fool's. Trust me, I'm bigger than him.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye.
I should get more money if you called that the replacement was going to be Shirley Hempel.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Body.
Hey, listen, forget Tyra Banks. I say Shirley Hempel. Nice, boo!
Well,
good
boots,
stuff,
though.
Man.
Yes, and I can say with all authority, yes, it is.
Hello. You've been in the bush,
buddy.
Mike.
Yes, push in the bush.
Buddy.
Mm-hmm. Buddy.
Hello.
I think more people know who Shirley Hempel is over Tyra Banks.
I think that's probably true, yeah.
I mean, the Mr. Clean thing going.
Mr. Clean. All right, thank you.
Hey.
All right.
It's got people going. And you know, the 59-year-old guy walked by the window was giving us the thumbs up, too.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
This is 10 times better than that Bruce Springsteen thing you did 10 years ago or whatever it was.
What did we do?
Remember when you had you pretending you were broadcasting live from the Bruce Springsteen concert?
I don't think we ever did that, did we?
Yeah, you did that.
I think we did.
Oh, did we really?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. That's a 10-year apology. Sorry.
He didn't know.
This is 1,000 times better than that. I knew you. I was really going to get disappointed if you didn't do anything.
This is, and I'm the number one victim sitting here too. I was like, okay, Tyra's coming around. I'm like, what the hell are you putting me in the hallway for? And I'm like, there he is. Mister wants to see her first. And I'm standing back in the hallway. Little did I know you wanted to make that moment of impact all the more stunning.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was just wondering if Dennis Murphy even noticed the difference.
Sorry. Oh, the cruelty.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, do we have the number to call Mr. Murphy? Will someone grab that number and see if they're over at the restaurant now? Hello?
Dennis, our spokesperson, our pitchman.
Hello?
Yeah, I was wondering, does this mean that Mike's going to be able to see his son?
No, we're discussing Mike Jr.
You know, listen, I was hoping, you know, we'd have a nice sweetness and light and all that good stuff, but to be honest, she's dug her heels in on that one, and she's going back to Palm Springs and is not going to let me see my son and wouldn't even have the decency to pull out a picture.
Hello?
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 Don and Mike?
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Oh, here's somebody we didn't fool with that, isn't that right? Hi, Tom.
Hey, Don and Mike.
I bet you knew it was a joke, right, Tom?
Yeah, I knew it was a joke.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, Tom, did we mention to you that Dennis Murphy is going out to dinner with Shirley Hemphill, and he's going to be reporting on the show?
Yes.
Yeah, he's so much better than you.
I can do it better than he can do. You know why?
Why?
Why? It's better. I do a DJ job better than he does. You know why?
Yes. Why? Why?
Because I'm the best guy on Earth.
How do you spell Earth?
E-N-T-E-R.
Yes. Right, Tommy, the best guy on
the planet Enter.
Hello.
Don, Mike, you're no longer the best. You're the greatest. I've been waiting all month. I'm blue all over.
I bet a lot of guys got the blue balls today.
Blue all over.
Blue.
God.
My dog, Blue.
Here he is, Tyra Hemphill.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, my radio god.
Buddy.
This is Sinbad. I want to talk to my dad.
How
you doing, son?
Dad!
So happy for your success.
Hey, how come
you turning my Father's Day card?
How come you turning so orange?
That's because he's got that red hair. You know, he gets that from the Irish side of the family.
Yeah, I'm a burnt Irishman. That's it right there.
Sinbad turning orange.
Thank you, Sinbad.
Oh, my God.
Here's a guy who says he knew.
All right.
He knew we were going to get these type of calls. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Don, I didn't figure it out till yesterday. I'm driving home, and I said, this is an April Fool's joke. It's got to be. And I thought about, man, I'd like to call in for the contest, and then if I could get on, just say, oh, yeah, right, April Fool's. But then I thought, no, it's going to ruin it. I'd much rather just listen to it and enjoy it.
Oh, BS.
No, really. Now, when I got home
BS.
Yesterday, wait. When I got home yesterday, I looked in the paper, and I saw Tyra was in town. I thought, well, maybe. So I was kind of on the fence. I was on the fence, because since she was in town, and I saw it in the paper last night, I said, well, maybe I'm wrong, but I'll never forget, I think it was when you were in Arlington, and didn't you guys do something where you, like, had a pile of stuff you made people climb through?
Yeah.
You made them dig through?
Uh-huh. What was that? What was that, Rob?
They had to get into manure and find $10,000 cash.
Was that a joke?
Yeah.
We did that as a joke? There was no money in there?
Yeah.
You know, we've got a lot of great bits that I'm forgetting about. I don't remember saying that we were going to put $10,000 in a bunch of cow manure.
Oh, that was awesome.
Did we really do that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
I don't remember that one.
That's a good bit. We should redo that one sometime. Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike. Hey.
Yeah.
Can't
Steve
do it next year now.
Miami Steve, what am I going to do with all this Crisco and cooking oil that I've got laid out?
Oh, gross.
Oh, God. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Mike.
Hello?
Hey. Shirley Hemphill made me moist.
No, me too, sir.
Oh.
She's the only white man that's ever made me moist, Shirley Hemphill.
I tell you, after I got over the surprise, she made me moist, too.
Made me moist.
What?
Shirley Hemphill, you made me more.
All right, I know. I got you. Do we have the phone number of the cell phone or the restaurant? Rob, will you check with someone? Hold on. I don't know where everybody went.
Well, everybody's out to dinner with Hemphill.
Hello, Donna Mike show.
She's buying.
Mike.
Hello.
Donna Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, I had no idea.
All right, well, thank you.
That was great.
Yeah.
Thanks, I appreciate the honesty.
I knew.
I wish I could have been honest with you.
I knew all along.
You did not.
No,
you
did I didn't. No, I didn't.
You know what? I'll tell you something.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Yeah. When I got home last night, I said to my wife, I think he knows.
Oh.
And then she said, wouldn't he say something to you if he knew?
Right.
And I said, well, you know, he probably would, you being he, of course,
right.
Probably would off the air. He probably wouldn't on the air, if he thought it was a gag, he would, you know, say to me, hey, listen, I know it's a gag. But
right.
He never said. I thought that there was a chance you did know.
What you said to me, I said yesterday when you, at one point you said something, because, I mean, you were probably, I mean, holding on to it for 30 days, you were probably just about to go nuts yesterday. And you said one thing to me that was something like, make sure you dress up for Tyra. You threw away, and I looked up, and you had that tiny little smirk, but I just threw it away, and I said, no, that doesn't mean anything. And I was thinking very briefly that maybe something was up, but then I just forged ahead, and then everybody starts bringing up the Tyra Banks books and the calendars and the posters, and then you sold it to me in the office, which just cinched it, which said, hey, listen, this is not for on the air, but the Tyra Banks people... The Tyra Banks people don't want any of the Bueno Arbusto, Nice Bush. They don't want any of that.
I had to sell it, man.
And then you gave me the itinerary that she gets here at 5:15.
That was Hemphill's itinerary.
5:30. And you went through that, and so there I am, you know, reading my newspaper, going, everything's going to be A-OK. And then, you know, Hemphill comes around the corner.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Broyhill is securing Murphy right now as we speak.
All right, good. Let's do a break then. And we'll come back and get that and get news and comment. Did you know, Buzz?
Yeah, well, no, I didn't. I was totally surprised.
See, I thought you were in the loop on that. You didn't know.
No, I wasn't in the loop.
Oh, and you were outside of the loop?
Yeah. The toughest part was keeping it from you because everybody upstairs knew.
Yeah, I could tell everybody. When I went upstairs.
Tammy and Big Gum Jim and Mrs. Rice, everybody knew.
It's it's no fun to do that unless you share it with a few people.
Sure. Hello, Don and Mike.
Where are our boost ups?
Hey, my friend.
You know what else could be a good South Park joke tonight?
What?
April Fool's joke?
What?
South Park. I can't see it.
South Park?
One of my friends, Don.
What are you saying? I can hardly understand you.
South Park.
South Park is.
What about it?
It's going to be an April Fool's joke.
It's going to be his April Fool's joke?
It's going to be one.
Well, how's that?
They're trying to find out whose dad Cartman is, and it's going to be no one.
Is this the average person that watches South Park?
Yes.
I don't know.
You don't watch South Park, do you?
No.
Why not?
I don't like that annoying guy.
You
gotta talk like this. Maybe that's why you talk the way you do in South Park.
They don't draw good cartoon characters either.
Yeah, you like your stick figures. You like your cartoons to be a little more voluptuous.
Yeah.
They're cutouts. They're like construction paper cutouts.
I know, Buzz.
Yeah.
Hello.
Buzz loves that show. You do love that show, don't you?
I like the show. I love the show.
You love it. Why don't you marry it, Buzz?
You could sit there and watch South Park and Ally McBeal on a continuous loop every single day.
As long as they were all new episodes, sure.
Hello. Don't forget about Buffy. He loves Buffy.
Yeah.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Man. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
So you mentioned South Park, and all of a sudden the calls start to grow. Sure.
Hold on. Anyway, we got our guy at the restaurant now. Here is our special reporter, Dennis P. Murphy.
Hello, God. Hello, Mike. I'm over here at Bridges.
Hold on. Let me play you in, Dennis.
Have today's events begun to turn around the public's perception? Here's Dennis Murphy.
Hello, Dennis.
Hey, I'm doing great. I have Shirley sitting next to me.
Uh-huh.
Shirley is having a good time. So, would you like to talk to her?
No, I want to talk to you. I want to know, how are all the winners? Everybody happy?
Yeah, everybody's happy. But you know that guy with the cowboy hat?
Yeah.
He was pissed.
Oh, he's really mad?
He ran all so quick.
He's got everybody else laughing at him.
Yeah. Well, he wore the cowboy hat and brought the roses.
That guy with the cowboy hat.
Totally serious.
So he didn't come to dinner, Dennis?
Oh, no. Right now, it's every sudden look at him here. And we're enjoying a glass of water, Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to have the girl...
What do you? I got you're gonna have
He's
Diet
South
Coke.
Park.
Yeah.
Diet Coke and a glass of water.
A glass of water and you know what? You know what I'm gonna have? I'm gonna have a Philly steak and cheese.
Philly steak and cheese.
He's gonna have a Philly steak and cheese sandwich.
Didn't we send you to a good restaurant?
Yeah, Bridges.
Well, have something better than a Philly steak and cheese. Why don't you get some nice dog food, Dennis?
I can't get into the specifics.
What?
We can only
put Shirley on.
Huh?
Put Shirley on.
Okay. Well, okay. And Shirley, we got a phone call. Shirley.
I'm going to order something $5 because I know we got a limit.
Everybody loves Shirley Hempel.
Everybody does.
Shirley, is that a nice bunch of people we got you with?
They're all looking good. Dog, I wish we could have something $12.50.
You don't make enough.
One
shirt.
Guy wants to play pool.
You can have any.
I got a list here. Can they play pool?
Yes, they can play pool.
Absolutely. I can play pool.
And you know what? Shirley told me they can have anything they want to eat tonight.
He said, and you can have the big man, the boss. So y'all can have anything y'all can eat tonight.
April Fool's.
No. He said April Fool's.
Hey, no, I'm kidding. No, no, Tom, really, I don't care.
He don't
care. Just give Ken the bill. Hey, hold on a second, Shirley. Hold on a second. Now, what, Charlie, were you coming shaking your head?
Yeah, there was a cap put on there.
All right, forget. I'll pay the extra.
I will. Okay. I will, too. We will split the difference on that.
Okay. All right. Everybody gets whatever they want tonight.
That's great.
Within reason. Within reason.
There was a cap put on.
They were just kidding. They said that's okay. They wanted to play pool.
Shirley, tell them to play pool. Everybody can have anything they want. Don't worry about it.
Except alcohol.
Play pool. This man here.
Why not alcohol?
Say something to you.
You cannot pay for their alcohol.
Oh, that's right. That's not a rule.
Well, hello?
Want to say something to me?
Who are you?
Huh?
Who are you?
This is Jay Leonard.
What do you want, Jay?
Nothing. I'm the man asked to see if we could play a little pool.
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead. Play pool.
Yeah, knock yourself out.
That'll work.
And Dennis will be playing pool also, but he still gets to sit at the table.
He'll be playing pocket pool.
I think he's doing that now. He's got a smile on his face.
And listen, Jay, go ahead. Play pool. Tell everybody. Get anything they want off the menu. Knock yourselves out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Fresh.
No April pool. All right, well, have lobster.
All right, good deal.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye, guys. Bye-bye. That's a party. That's a party going on.
Wow.
All right, no salary cap there. Everybody can have whatever they want to eat.
Especially Shirley.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Jim, good to have you on the show.
Good to be here, Jim. Thank you.
Check that. Chris Everett, good to have you on the show.
You know what? You know, you've been calling me that for about the last 5 years.
About 2 years, actually, Chris.
Well... Hey, you know what? Let me say one thing. In that game, how many sacks did I have that we came back and won?
How many sacks did you have?
Yeah, game. How many sacks?
Well, see, but this was back in 1989.
Okay, that was
you may have even been Jim Everett back there, but somewhere along the way, Jim, you ceased being Jim and you became Chris.
Well, let me tell you a little secret. That, you know, we're sitting here right now, and if you guys want to take a station break, you can. But if you call me Chris Everett to my face one more time...
I already did it twice.
You call one more time, we better take a station break.
Well, it's a five-minute segment, our five-segment show. We got a long way to go.
Well, we do.
We got a long way to go.
We do.
I'll get a couple segments out of you before.
Well, it's good to be here with you, though.
Well, it's good to see you,
because
too.
You've been talking like this behind my back for a long time.
But now I said it right here.
Right, exactly.
So we got no problem
with that. Well, I think that you probably won't say it again.
I bet I do.
Okay.
Chris.
The Don and Mike Show. When in Los Angeles, they dine at Vivian's. Don and Mike.
We're in the middle of blazing stewardesses.
Rob, the lights, please, just a little louder.
You dim the main lights. To bring you up to speed, one of the blazing stewardesses has just come home and found her boyfriend in bed with another of the blazing stewardesses.
He is now chasing after her to apologize for sleeping with a... do we even know if it's another stewardess?
The blazing stewardess.
Stewardess.
I don't know. We'll find out.
And lovely underwear that he's wearing.
Now he's running after her. Maybe this will cool off your hot pants. She just dubbed a vase of water on him.
She's out of there. She is out of there. On to more thrills.
Yeah, where is she going now? Is this the same woman? Same stewardess?
No, she's going back to another stewardess, Pat.
Look at that outfit she has on. Does that scream 1970s?
It certainly does.
I think she got that at the Gap.
Hey, there's a sombrero again. Used in the other one, naughty stewardesses.
Look at that modern princess phone with the push buttons. She's going to get a phone call.
She's having a glass of wine, obviously very upset.
She's going to... there's the phone.
Would this be another airline captain?
It's Dennis Murphy calling.
Hello, Donna.
She knows it's him. She's not picking up.
Oh, answer it. Answer it, Trixie.
Yeah?
It's Ben Brewster.
Who?
Tight. It's Ben.
Look at this old guy.
This fossil.
This guy's about 100 years old sitting by a pool.
They're bringing out the fossil.
There's no way that this guy could actually be in the movie like having a sex scene, could there?
Now, if you and your friends are free, work the flight for good money and a 2-week vacation on the house. Now, how does that sound?
Oh, gross.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Blazing Stewardesses.
How does that sound?
The Don and Mike afternoon movie.
I believe they recycled some of the fading film stars. Or in some cases, film stars the lights had already gone out on.
Totally faded. There she goes gulping her wine again.
Oh, my.
Now she's undoing her blouse.
Well, she got some news that she's got another gig, and that's...
Ah, it's bubble bath time! Hey, look, and there's a dog! She's in a bathtub that looks like Scarface's bathtub. And she's reading Mad Magazine.
Oh, it's another stewardess. There's that pesky phone again.
That must be the other stewardess calling her.
I wonder if it'll be text. That script keeper.
Hello? Here. Daddy. Jimmy. Hi. What's up?
Oh, they're so friendly, these stewardesses.
Let's fast forward a little bit.
Yes, that's essential.
Too much dialogue.
Way too much dialogue.
Unless the dog gets involved somehow. Yeah,
they probably had to edit to get Yvonne DiCarlo's participation.
More dogs and more fun. Featuring right. Willie Munster.
Okay, what's going on?
Now
it's cut to the west. Now they're on the plane.
Now a bunch of guys on horses. Jesus, that Al Adams is a genius, Mike.
Look at that, and they're all wearing capes and masks.
You know, Steven Spielberg had always been my favorite director up to this point. Maybe or Robert Zemeckis.
He works it all together, doesn't he?
Yeah. Maybe Dino De Laurentiis.
Little City Slickers. City Slickers meets airport.
All right, let me go past this. There's a bunch of guys on horses.
You know what we're looking for.
Now there's a fight scene. More guys on horses.
Gee, I wonder what's happening here.
More guys on horses. Shoot them out now. It's time to gunplay. Bunch of guys on horses. This is like the worst porno movie ever. You're watching, you spend all your time fast-forwarding.
I'd like to point out there has been no nudity in this picture.
And this is 17 minutes into the film, I can tell, because the VCR is...
Ooh, they're going to brand the guy.
All right, hold on, I'll back it up.
Yes, gratuitous violence. We'll always take a pause for that. All right, now they're holding the guy down and they're going to brand him. We have no idea why the men in the masks are doing this.
Here comes the branding iron, and it's like a heart with an arrow through it.
Notice how it's burning in one scene and not burning in the next? No, they didn't show it. They're awesome. Meanwhile,
the Lucky Dollar Ranch, that's where they're going, Mike.
We don't know why the guys are on horseback. Hey, there he is again.
There's the old guy, Tex, talking to another old guy. And here comes the girl in us. And look at that Mustang. Look at that 70s Mustang.
Is this Yvonne DiCarlo?
It's Yvonne DiCarlo! It's Lily Munster! Hold on, where's the sound?
But it was nice of you to...
That's what neighbors are for.
Well, let's go back and get Lily Munster's speaking role here.
I believe we have to get her entire scene right now. You're listening to Blazing Stewart.
I wonder if she's naked in this.
Oh, God, please. I hope not. I know you don't, but you hope so.
You bet I do.
Hey, Dad, I got a new record today. Is it okay if I play it on the phonograph?
Well, of course it is. I think it's very nice for a young boy to be interested in music.
It's just a wacky Munster's tape.
All right, now here comes Yvonne DiCarlo getting out of her...
Not to get your hands on that one.
It's a Mustang Cobra.
You hire that old timer and you haven't got a chance. She buys and sells guys like you. She buys them cheap and sells them cheaper. Don't bet on
them. These two old fossils. Here she comes.
You got it again?
Really?
That's a Lucky Dollar Ranch.
For all of them that hit you after last night.
Oh, I heard about that.
So sad.
You believe it.
And this is sad in the 70s.
Somebody's been watching too many late movies.
Can't you almost hear her say, Herman, it's time to go to work to the mortuary.
What neighbors are for. Besides, I have a special interest here.
You think she gives any sugar?
Oh, God. I don't know, but Dinosaur Number One Cowboy is going into the ranch. Right. He doesn't look happy.
I'm fast forwarding again.
Now here are the Ritz Brothers, the wacky pranksters. Oh. The comic relief.
You know.
Yeah.
It sucks.
This is no naughty stewardesses, I'll tell you that. Hey, aren't they funny, though?
I'll catch these guys do their funny shtick. Now back to the Lucky Dollar Guest Ranch. I see, it's 5 miles away. Now we're back at the airport again.
All right, they're in a plane.
On an airplane.
Okay.
Stewardess is passing out drinks.
A little more mod outfit on some of these stews.
She's still passing out drinks.
Okay, let's see what the stewardess is talking
about. Breakfast, just another rich old man.
But what a rich older man are lots of fun. It depends what angle you view it from. Horizontal or vertical.
I think they got these actresses right off the chicken ranch.
A lady never tells. At least that's what the ladies tell me.
Now, usually the high-flying fun and thrills ensue on the plane.
Now, here's the girl still talking, these three stewardesses. The one who was taking the bath with the dog, and the one who walked in on her boyfriend, and the third one.
Okay. Beginning to get the impression that Yvonne DiCarlo said, no nudity in my picture.
They're still serving drinks.
Mm-hmm.
She's meeting what looks like a nice Clark Kent type guy. Oh, now up to the cockpit, if you'll pardon the pun.
Now she and the pilot having a drink.
The pilot having those little airline bottles of booze.
Ah, that's great.
Now she's going over to the co-pilot, who seems like he's asleep.
She's trying to snuggle up to him. Meanwhile, the plane's like careening out of control.
All right, they're in the cockpit.
Why don't you disappoint?
I don't really need to. There's lots of action back there, you know.
No, Jackie, we need you up here.
Now he's pulled her into his lap.
Pilot,
well, these pilots look drunk, yeah.
Well, since you guys seem to have everything under control, I'll go check the Bombay.
You bomb?
Check the Bombay? My daddy's not happy.
High and mighty, you know.
Left my dog Blue down there.
All it takes guts to fly in this war.
This is the Larry Tate of Blazing Stewart. Looks like Larry Tate with little darker hair.
Watch the zeros. They like to sneak in out of the sun. Lost, will ya?
This picture really moves.
Here comes the drunk pilot.
Right now, I would like to point out, no one is flying the plane.
We're on autopilot, like in the movie Airplane. Remember when they had the big blow-up guy that was the emergency pilot?
Oh, dear. Now they're getting hot and heavy here.
Are we coming on
schedule?
I think I'm losing my head.
We have to bring a landing gear down.
Hey,
yeah.
Now they're showing the plane seriously going out of control.
Right.
They're showing like the gauges spinning crazy, like the plane's going out of control.
Yeah, the altimeter is spazzing out.
He's touching her butt, and while he's touching her butt, her feet are touching the controls of the plane.
God. Meanwhile, the pilot is still adjusting his uniform.
The other drunk pilot who's left the cockpit right now.
Hey, I rate naughty stewardesses a little higher than blazing stewardesses.
I have fast-forwarded just a bit here. All right, now here's the pilot still walking all over the plane.
Oh, here you go. Oh, my.
Now, the pilot who was left up front is naked now.
And then we made an open flag, and it was awful.
Oh, boy. Come on. Give me something here. Give me something I got to work with.
Just imagine those people.
Oh, dear.
Just imagine
the Mile High Club.
People that were in the theater watching this. Trapped.
Emergency. Me and 12 scotch and a short water.
Oh, you're flying higher than we are already.
Near turbulence. Just turbulence.
Meanwhile, the pilot getting drunker and drunker.
And the plane is rocking and rolling, and he's telling the stewardess it's just turbulence.
We don't know how this relates to cowboys.
Yeah.
And capes.
Shoot that guy.
Oh, dear.
The spilled drink trick. And the audio quality that you're hearing right now is just the way this movie sounded in the theater, too.
I know. He's trying to get back into the cockpit, except the door is locked.
Seems to be jammed.
Now.
All right.
He's in a room with her. All right. She's taking off his shirt.
And the toilet seat has come undone. And now the pilot's wacky head is stuck in the toilet seat. This is quite a caper.
And now one of the people has noticed nobody's flying the plane. That both of the pilots are drunk and having sex.
one of the steward I winked at the co-pilot.
And now back to the Lucky Dollar Ranch.
In what is effectively the worst movie ever made.
Rob, I want you to get me the number of that guy. Get me Sam's phone number. You still got it? Somebody bring me his phone number right now.
You know, this looks like now it could be Animal House's Vacation with the Arab.
Like the Sheik of Araby.
All right, enough of that.
Lights up.
Oh, boy.
The stewardess show is over.
Watched him in the wrong order today.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, we calling Sam.
Yeah.
Which Sam Shepard?
Uh-huh. Independent.
Yeah, hello, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara doing our radio show here. Sam Sherman, please.
Sure, hold on one sec.
Gonna have to tell him which one we liked best. Yeah, Yvonne DiCarlo no longer with us, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hello,
Sam?
Yeah.
Sam, it's Don and Mike.
Hi, guys, how are you?
Hi, listen, we're great. We've rented a couple of your movies, and we are previewing them here on our show today.
Yeah.
We loved Naughty Stewardesses, but we're having a real problem with the concept for Blazing Stewardesses.
Having a lot of trouble following the plot of Blazing Stewardesses.
And also, we noticed that it's 33 minutes into the film, and still there's been no nudity. Was that a plan when you did Blazing Stewardesses?
Well, Naughty Stewardesses was, I felt, the best of the stewardess movies made. We really went out and tried to do a really good job with it and meet the needs of the market. We made that statement. We did it. It was incredibly successful, one of our giant, giant hits. When it came time for people to say, we want another one, I said, no, I don't want to make another one. I don't want to do it again. We made that picture. It's been out there.
It's like Ghostbusters 2.
So they wanted another one. So I said, all right, I'll do what I want to do, a satire on old-time Westerns, and I'll use comedians in it. It'll be like Abbott and Costello in Ride 'Em Cowboy.
Yeah, we thought listen, don't take this the wrong way. We really thought it sucked.
Well, you know, you may have been looking for sex in it.
Yes, we were.
You know, if you just wanted to see skin and action, you're not going to get it in there. You know, the first
We didn't know, because
There are two sex scenes in the film in the first half hour. There is the scene with the girl and the boy standing upside down in their hotel room.
Now, we were curious if they were actually having sex when they were on their heads.
No, they were sort of just having head balancing.
Were they mashing themselves together? Or?
Yeah, there was sort of defying gravity for a moment.
And then, of course, there's the scene in the cockpit with the co-pilot.
So that's about as rough as the film gets, and it was really a comedy. But the film was incredibly successful, and it was successful. It's very funny.
Can you explain to us the concept, Sam, of the guys with the hoods who wanted to brand the heart and the arrow into the guy's face?
What was that?
By the way, you did see me in the film. I was the guy behind the rock who was shooting, and then I fell when they shot at me.
Oh, I saw you.
In there.
A young man.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, briefly, the concept of the Hooded Riders was taken from a film called Mystery of the Hooded Horseman and another film called The Purple Vigilantes, made in the 30s, where hooded riders went out and caused all kinds of destruction out west. So I just wanted to emulate those films. It didn't make sense whether it meant anything.
So in other words, that was your attempt to make a real movie?
No, it was absolutely not. It was my attempt to satirize a genre that I liked.
Yeah, make a real movie, a movie that's not just based on you know, nude scenes.
Well, I felt that horror pictures we made were real movies. Naughty Stewardesses is a picture that holds up well because of the story. It has a lot of sex, but the story has empathy for the lead characters. Pictures like Dynamite Brothers, they're pretty good. I mean, basically,
this poor guy.
So many films, you're making them to suit a marketplace. Sometimes we do
this poor man
ourselves. Blazing Stewardess is one of them. We had the Three Stooges set to be in the film, and Larry Fine died. And while we were making the picture,
oh dear,
Mo Howard got ill and died, and we stopped shooting the film. And so,
if you had had the Three Stooges, would you have had them having sex?
Not with each other.
Of course not with each other, but with babes?
No. What they were going to be doing was running the health club at the Dude Ranch, they would have girls scantily clad that they would be massaging, and it would be suggestive, but not very rough.
Suggestive, not very rough, and maybe a little sad.
No, I don't think so. I tell you very frankly, I can talk from hindsight because I know where these films have played. They have tremendous cult followings Blazing Stewardesses was a tremendous hit.
Hey, we've watched this movie. This last one is really a piece of dung. I mean,
eight theaters.
This guy can think anything he wants about it. He's making art.
Years ago.
Like a bad college movie, for goodness sakes.
It went through the roof. It was a big, big hit.
Yeah, whatever you say.
Rental title. Naughty Stewardesses, which is a hotter, sexier film, was a tremendous theatrical hit, but was not successful on video.
Well, I think that everybody agreed today, Naughty Stewardesses was our...
That was the winner.
...was our choice.
Well, I'm glad you liked it. Did you like Connie Hoffman as Debbie? Because I'm still in touch with her.
Who is she? Which one was she?
She's the blonde girl, Debbie, the lead girl.
Hey, did you come up with the shaving scene? Is that your idea?
No, my partner Owen Pizer did. He wanted that. He felt that... That would be something unusual.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sam Sherman. You know, if only we could be discussing all movies and be able to call the producers to find out their insights. Thank you, Sam.
My pleasure, guys.
Be well.
It.
Yes, thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you for your accessibility.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
I like to stuff a jelly donut with Reese's peanut butter cup, then put it in a warm oven and let the chocolate and everything melt into the dough.
Mm. How about peanut butter and jelly on a chocolate-covered graham cracker? Mm. With them, I use a banana on top. Mm. The Crohn's, they got chocolate-covered orange wedges. The juice just dribbles down your chin.
Junior, could I have just a drop of honey in this, please? Just a drop.
The wedge of the actual fruit is covered with that thick, dark chocolate, you know?
Oh, boy. How'd you like to stuff one of them in a donut?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Don and Mike Show. If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
You know, we were just asking, who was the guy who ate the omelet?
Yes.
And you know what? Got his name right here.
Oh, good. We can congratulate him.
Got his phone number right here. As far as I know, he is still alive. He has not keeled over and had that that fatal umpire coronary.
A great American.
His name is Chuck, the mother chucker.
Hey, his name should be Chuck. That's a perfect name for him, and I'll have even more respect for him if he went to the ball game and enjoyed some of that baseball fare yesterday.
And then washed it down with a 12-egg omelet. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Don and Mike radio program. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
Great. We're looking for Chuck. Is the mother chucker there?
He's at work right now.
Oh, he's at work.
Yeah, he'll be home around 6 o'clock.
Are you? Is this Mrs. Chuck?
This is his fiancée.
Ah. Chuck-to-be.
Mrs. Chuck-to-be.
Would you mind giving Rob A. his work number off the air? Can we call him at work, do you think?
He works for MCI as a telemarketer. There's really no way to get a hold of him.
Oh, so can you get a hold of him with friends or family or something like that? Or was that Sprint? Did I say the wrong one?
You know, they're all the same to me.
Family is MCI.
Okay. Gotcha.
This is the woman who we should talk to because you actually had... Did you spend the evening with Chuck after he had his 12-egg omelet?
Unfortunately.
Did he have the smelliest farts ever?
Let's just say that he had to run to the bathroom.
Oh, now, God. Were you there with him in the restaurant when he ate the 12-egg omelet?
Yes, I was.
And did you guys eat? Did he eat after you guys were at the ballpark all day?
We didn't go to the ballpark.
See, it's not the same thing. He just heard about it, and did he just get into the restaurant and have to have that 12-egg omelet?
Yeah. How did he set it up with you that he said, honey, I'm going to take you out to eat, and I'm going to have a 12-egg omelet with two kinds of cheese and meatloaf gravy?
When I picked him up from work last night, we were listening to your show on the way home.
There you go.
I said I wanted to stop off at Kentucky Fried Chicken, and at the same time as when they were talking about Rave's eggs.
So you weren't exactly planning a health-laden meal anyway, so you figured, what the heck, right?
Basically, I didn't feel like cooking last night. Mm. And when he ran over, well, he asked if we could go, and I was like, I said it was fine with me. And he took a look at Dennis Murphy's plate and said, oh, I can do that.
Oh, was Dennis there?
Yeah.
That's got to really work up an appetite. So seeing Dennis after a sweaty day at the ballpark, I'd rather than take a look at Dennis and then have a 12-egg omelet with brown gravy.
Yum, yum. How long did it take to eat the entire omelet?
half an hour.
Yeah, a solid half hour of eating.
All right. Wait, listen, please tell your husband when he gets home from work that he has our utmost respect.
Okay.
And good luck to you. I'd open the windows.
Yeah, I don't think that's a one-nighter as far as we're concerned.
No, it wasn't.
That could last way into the weekend. That could, you know, you could have, hell, you know, they say that really some of the stuff you eat, you know.
Yeah, it stays in your colon for what?
Like years.
8 years.
Something like that. So who knows?
So that prime rib you had 8 years ago is still hanging around there.
You may have to get separate bedrooms or something. Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Chuck.
You have a nice day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
She won't be living in the Dutch oven tonight. She'll be living in the Dutch Superdome.
But wait a minute. We also have the number of the guy who did not finish the omelet.
Perhaps this man will be even more interesting to talk to.
How he's feeling.
They'll probably blame it on the gravy.
Well, who wouldn't? I'm sure that would be the only thing standing in my way.
See, I love gravy. I love gravy on everything.
We know that. We've been to Denny's with you.
Not be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial it.
It's not Denny's, though. Remember, please, it's the iron skillet.
But I saw you do that thing with gravy at Denny's during the snowstorm.
Yes, you did. I think I had biscuits and sausage gravy.
Yes, you did. And remember, you took one of...
cannot be completed as...
Darn it. You took one of my extra English muffins that I had and sobbed up the rest of your gravy. It almost made me puke, for goodness sake.
I can't stand to see a little extra staying on the plate. That just disappoints me.
Hold on.
I love the white gravy, too. I like the sausage gravy, the chicken gravy. The beef gravy's, you know, I can take them or leave them.
Gravy's one of the food groups, isn't it?
The nice dark turkey gravy at Thanksgiving time.
Sure.
I mean, God, I mean, that's everything. I'll even put the gravy on my cranberries.
I believe that. Well, I know that. I
cannot be completed as dialed.
I've been working. Where is area code 540?
It's in Gravy Land.
Where is that?
Virginia.
That's Virginia? 540? You mean a guy went all the way, isn't that like by Charlottesville or something like that?
No, Winchester.
Winchester, Virginia. A guy went all the way from Winchester. He must have been there.
Out there in horse country.
He must have gone all the way to Baltimore for the ball game.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps heard our show. His name is Craig. I don't want to give out his last name right now. We're going to have one more attempt to dial him here on this phone system, which incidentally, thank you, Infinity, working better than ever. You know, we're not in here for 10 freaking days.
I know.
And they were going to take these 10 days
sure.
to retool and make sure that the phone system was the best it could possibly be.
No, the only thing they retooled with it was their lunch menu. You know, retool what sub they're going to have. It's not working at all?
No, it's not working.
You know, I never got a chance to even ask you, though, do you like gravy at all on anything, or are you a non-gravy?
No.
Because that gets back to your food
touching.
Right.
And the worst thing of all is when you're at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
This happens to me every year. You get a slop of mashed potatoes.
Right.
And first off, I'm already worried that the mashed potatoes are going to be touching the stuffing, touching the turkey. Mm-hmm. And then someone comes over with that ladle.
Yeah.
And just... Here, don't you want this on top of your potatoes? And not only does it cover the potatoes, it covers...
It just brings the entire meal together, which I'm sure just freaks you out completely, it not being a gravy person, and Thanksgiving a crowded plate to start with.
Yeah, and then you get the thing for everybody with it. Well, it all goes to the same place anyway.
It does. You know, I conceivably could eat my Thanksgiving dinner. You could put it right into a blender, and I would drink the entire thing.
And my response to that is, it all comes out the same way, and I wouldn't eat that either.
that's a good counter-argument. You've spoken like a man who's probably been in that discussion many a time.
About 1,000 times. All right, well, congratulations to both of those guys. Are you trying them on one more phone, Charlie?
Yeah.
We're trying them on the secret bat phone that we have on the wall. The one that only rings when Miss Bobby decides to call in here.
Do you know that is, what is that, the snow line? Is that the line that the schools call on?
We don't know. Charles is on the phone and he doesn't even know what phone. What is that phone?
I don't know what it's for.
There's a phone, and I think the ringer even works. What I mean is that it even works if the microphones are on.
Yeah, we've actually had it ring while we've been on the air.
See, normally in a radio station, they mute all the sounds when the microphones are on. What is that? Let me call Bobby and find out what that secret phone number is.
I can get
You're what? What are you doing?
His phone's ringing now.
Now his phone's ringing?
Will that do us any good on the air?
No.
No, but he can have the guy call the show.
He just hung up. Whoever answered just hung right up.
Well, he's probably got a stomachache.
It doesn't feel well.
Let me call Miss Bobby.
You know, and as gravy connoisseurs go, if it was my doing, I wouldn't put the meatloaf gravy on top of eggs.
Oh, now her number is busy. For goodness sakes, who else would know what that secret phone number is?
Now people are beginning to scurry around the studio. It's a frenzy of activity around here.
What are we doing?
Well, some. Now there's a light flash and the hotline phone is ringing.
All right.
That was me.
That was you?
Well, there's another one ringing, too.
All right, I got that one, too.
That's 444. That's ringing. We calling the guy out in Virginia that ate the thing?
I don't know. The line was just put on hold. I was trying to get a hold of Miss Bobby to find out about the secret phone that we have in the studio that nobody seems to know the telephone number for. Somebody better cue that Odd Couple record back up again. I got a feeling. And what just happened to that ring?
The ring just changed. Like it went into a different county.
It went like, it became an Iowa ring.
I hope that there's somewhere out in Winchester, Virginia, there's not a guy on his carpet just going,
is this who we're calling? Is this who we're calling? Hambone.
Help me, please.
I miss that man. Hambone, the 1,000-pound man.
Yeah. He was scheduled to do a couple of Major League games this year. Oh, terrible. He's going to hell.
He had, well, again, don't worry about it.
I know.
Okay, we have the secret phone number.
We have the secret phone number that'll ring here in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what, that's a phone for the engineers, like in a transmitter emergency or something?
That's the hotline ringing right now.
No, I'm on the hotline.
Well, the hotline light's going off.
That line works.
I ain't stupid. I know when that bulb goes off.
Is it ringing?
Why didn't you let it ring?
It was ringing, but it wasn't ringing. It was just lighting the light bulb.
Oh, so they fixed it so it doesn't ring
here.
Well,
now.
Well, where's
broke
the, where's the fun? Now we're talking to Charles and he's talking over the phone.
See how, God, we are so stupid.
Yeah, we are. We are very stupid.
What has happened now is that now, forget the guys who ate the omelets.
Right.
We have a phone number in the studio.
Yes.
That rings a very loud ring.
But it doesn't anymore, obviously.
It used to. We've had it ring actually during the show. We don't know what the phone is used for. Mm-hmm. And now Charlie Broyhill is standing 1 foot away from me, and he's on that telephone.
Now, how come it doesn't ring anymore? And how long has that been the case?
I don't know to both of those.
Maybe the ringer's just been turned down low.
No, I got it pushed all the way up.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think Miss Bobby's got a special different thing that she does.
She sure does, Mike. You know that. Come on, I'm not saying nothing.
So the ringer's busted on that? Doesn't work anymore?
I guess Hyro Day.
Anyway, for what it's worth about that guy in Winchester, wherever, I just got off the phone with Reggie's, and the only two omelets were the gentleman who works for MCI and Dennis's. So that guy is not on the level.
Oh, he's bogus. Okay.
So
I got
never mind.
Okay. Let me just do this very, very quickly. I am still hung up about this telephone. I want to know if it rings or not.
Okay.
I want to know while we're still on the air.
Good.
What that means is I'm going to have to dial the phone and buzz.
Right, yes.
I am going to have to mute my microphones.
Okay.
So we can find out if the phone rings in here.
Okay. See if it rings.
Now.
No.
Now.
No, wait. What are you doing?
What I'm doing now.
But you're going to mute the microphone.
I'm going to.
Okay.
As long as nobody picks it up.
Oh, I get
if I turn right. Our microphones off,
right.
We'll be able to hear if that phone rings or not.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
Okay. Don and Mike are testing the mystery phone in the studio to see if it rings when they turn off their microphone.
Yes. Now, and
it rang.
Did it? They've changed the ring.
Oh.
It used to be a loud ring. I'm going to turn our microphones off again.
They changed the ring. They changed the lock. And I said, goodbye, turkey. My attorney will be in touch.
Was it Jerry Reed?
Yes, that's the egg that's all time.
I said, hey, miss. Listen to the ring now this time. It's a deeper, ballsier ring on this telephone. I'm going to turn off our
What it is a muted ring.
Okay. There it is again. Secret phone. Well, you folks can't hear it. Never mind.
No one can hear it, so it doesn't matter.
It's too bad. I bet it's a good ring, too. Love to hear it.
What? Can we record it in Audition so we can play it back?
We can try.
Never in our never-ending quest to entertain. Because I think it's only fair, we've been talking about it this long, to let people hear what it sounds like. It's a very exciting ring.
And it has gone off before during the show. And it's like the one thing that you don't want during a radio show is the sound of a telephone ringing.
And now the one time where we actually would probably enjoy it going off.
Of course, it's not.
It's not. I've been in here when it's rung.
Okay.
When it's rung.
You heard it rung?
I've always had trouble with rung, rang, rung.
I hear that. All right, now we're recording.
It still won't work because the mics have to be on.
What if I take the mics out of program?
We can try.
All right, I will take the microphone.
Okay.
I took them out of program and we were off the air. So now.
Right. Now the question is, can they hear the phone ring with their microphones in a different position?
No.
No, it's not.
Why doesn't somebody just get me like a Walkman or something? Don't we have like a reporter microphone?
Yeah, one of those little Marantz units that we give to people to take on assignment. when we're you know, bringing you the world.
It's just very important right now at this moment in time to prove to everybody listening that there is a telephone that rings in the studio.
Because we're not crazy. I know what you say, but we're not crazy.
Listen, it's a black phone on the back wall, and the only person who's ever called me on that phone has been Ken Stevens.
Mm-hmm. And Miss Bobby.
And yes, and Miss Bobby.
Miss Bobby, who loves using that phone. You know, that's, she's got some secret number that's stenciled away in her...
Death line.
That's right.
That's what it is.
All right, pick up now. Says, Miss Bobby, I want to see you in my office.
She's a sweetheart. I love her.
Miss Bobby's calling me.
I'm no fool. I know where my bread is buttered.
I say, I thank God every day that you and I are on good terms with Miss Bobby. Yeah. I'm her pussycat.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And yes, ma'am.
All hail Miss Bobby, the true power broker of this radio station.
Oh, yeah.
There's no question who runs this place.
Oh, she could beat me up in a fistfight. Mm-hmm. I'm serious. I'm very serious about that.
Now, there you go. Guys, listen, no need to run.
Yeah, just walk like you're going to death row.
Come on, Daryl. Daryl Nichols, dead man walking.
He just finished lunch.
Did you see him? Did you see the leisurely stroll that he's had with those big grasshopper-like arms and legs? Looks like a freaking praying mantis walking down the street.
A slow-moving praying mantis. Daryl, whose lunch begins at 10 a.m. and ends about 4.
Hey, guys. It's a radio station. All we need is like a close and play.
So we can hear this, so we can record this and play it for you.
And then we can move on to something else.
I could do a brief recreation of what it sounds. It sounds something like this.
Yes.
But not nearly exactly like that. But it rang too much?
Yeah.
It done rung too much?
And why is that? Why do phones just give up?
No, because they get tired, just like everybody else. They just quit. So can't stand it.
I gotta turn the microphones off again to make sure it's ringing in here, Buzz.
Okay. All right. Another test of a mysterious phone. The phone that only Ken and Miss Bobby know the number to.
Yeah.
And it's sounding a little more robust this time.
Yes, it did. You know why? Look at it. It's got a button here.
Right.
Loudness. I turned the loudness up all the way now.
Is there something in the ringer that they've... oh, dear. Oh, I have made...
Now he's
as soon as
it.
I He's trying to take it apart. Hi, Don.
This is Alec Baldwin. I've got to tell you something right now. You stay away from my daughter. You stay away from my beautiful wife with her milky white breasts. And you fix these telephones right now. Daryl Nichols, where are you, man?
Here comes Charles Broyhill. He's coming in now.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
Hey, there you go. We finally have got it now.
That's great. You know, hold if we did the whole show with that sound, people would think that we had some problem.
Goodbye, me. Bye-bye. I love you.
I love you too, darling.
You're the greatest.
No, you're the greatest.
You're listening to the Don Geronimo Show the way he wishes it really was.
This is the way the show is in my head, Mike.
You're darn right, Don.
Call me back.
I will.
Love you.
No love you.
Okay. Now, one more time.
All right. Now we're going to call. Charles Broyhill has the tape recorder, and we're going to play you the ring of the phone in here.
Now, I have to turn off the microphones one more time.
Take it away, Buzz.
Now, Don and Mike, with the help of Charles Broyhill, are recording on a handheld tape recorder the sound of the phone that only rings when the microphones are turned off. They'll play back that tape when the microphones are turned back on so that you can hear what it sounds like.
Okay, now.
Okay, Charlie. Bring the... Oh, fantastic. What are you doing?
I'm recording you again.
Don't record me. Just bring the telephone. Never mind.
All right, now you're going to get a chance to hear what it sounds like.
Finally.
Now, I have to turn off the microphones one more time. Take it away, Buzz.
Now, Donna Mike, with the help of Charles Broyhill.
There it is.
There it is. That's our ringer.
Listen.
That sounds like a jackhammer.
If you'd like to make it...
Okay. Bravo!
Worth it.
You know, we did it. We accomplished it. I know it's meaningless, but we got it done.
Yeah. Put that on the best of.
Bully for us.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's fucking awful. It's a young man. Heart disease. A silent killer. Hey. There are worse ways to go. Even still, I'm the patient, dude. Pretty f***ing humiliating. So Elvis died. That guy in Hollywood, too. Don something. Producer of Simpsons.
The Don and Mike Show. Broadcasting from the zone of uncertainty, the Don and Mike Show.
You're on the air.
Hello. Hey, Don, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, buddy. Hello.
Hey, I heard on the radio station this morning that Oprah put on 47 pounds in 4 weeks.
No, that was me on my vacation.
Hang on, you got about 8 weeks to go and you'll catch her.
47 pounds in 4 weeks? I don't think it's possible.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it is. Blow up all over Stedman.
If we had happened to have a 4 week vacation, I had been in the place that I was up in Maine, I would have probably come close to doing that. We eat a lot up there. Clam chowder, lobster rolls, mm-hmm. fried clams, fried okay. scallops, fried haddock, blueberry pancakes with butter. Eggs and hats and coats, which is, delicious.
You do love your eggs.
I like, I didn't eat a lot of eggs. I ate a lot of blueberry pancakes up there.
Eggs with hats and coats.
Eggs with hats and coats is, for anybody that doesn't know, is when you take the bread and then you cut a circle in the bread and then you take that circle out, then you crack the egg and you fry it inside the little hole that's surrounded by bread, and then you toast the outside of the circle and put it back on the egg, and then you serve it as an egg. A hat, which is the circle, and a coat, and it is one of my daughter's favorite breakfasts. I think it was designed really to get little kids to eat.
Ah, right.
To eat a high, cholesterol.
Hello there, Donna Mike Show.
Hello, my caller 100.
Hello, what plant are you calling from, honey?
I don't know.
Are you calling from?
I'm calling from Reston.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, we did a contest about 40 minutes ago.
Where was I?
I don't know.
Okay.
Man.
Okay, just checking.
Just get it under control.
I got it.
You got to be good looking, though, right?
Absolutely.
Right, because you're so dense?
Mm-hmm. Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Probably Jessica Hahn. I've heard that before.
Jessica Hahn, that's a oldie but goodie.
Yeah, well, not. I'm only 28,
Anybody from this century?
No, when she was younger.
Jessica Hahn, were you talking about, is that the girl that banged, what's her name, PCL?
Yeah, I thought she was
the past
gross.
The loot club?
I thought she was gross, and then she had like a boob job, and she was still gross, I thought.
Pretty whorish, I think.
Jim Baker's friend.
Oh, sorry about that.
Not you, though.
Okay.
Looks good on you, though.
Yeah, it looks great on
I stand by my original sense. I'm sure you're pretty good looking because you're so dense.
Because mm-hmm.
generally good-looking girls, they get by on their looks their whole life. Well, they could be real dense. Like, what? I'm not the 100th caller? Well, okay.
Well, let me be the 100th caller then. That's how it works.
Yeah,
there you go.
And right. if this was like a visual medium, and she was coming down to the station or something, we said, oh, you're the prize anyway.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mike, I was wondering what part of Maine you came to. I'm calling from Portland.
Well, I'm right up down. It's called Down East. It's right around Bar Harbor.
Right around Bar Harbor.
Right around Bar Harbor.
Near where I grew up.
It's very beautiful. You know what it's like up there. It's great.
Oh, it's great.
I think it's fantastic. It was about as hot as I ever remember it up there. And normally when you go up in that part of the world, it's very cool.
It's cooler.
But the good thing about refrigeration is it doesn't affect the food at all. You know, the food that they have, the lobster salad is still very chilled. The oil is very hot. And the griddle is toasty to cook the pancakes and the eggs and hats and coats.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
I'm not exaggerating. I'm really not exaggerating. I ate. So much, and I ate so much more than I should have, and I'm planning on going back and trying to make up for some of the damage I did. But I mean, I ate really. It was basic. We would be finishing. We went to this one restaurant in Winter Harbor, Maine, and we were finishing, and they gave you a. Do you know what a clam roll is? You're not familiar with the food they have up there. A clam roll. Let me describe.
It's got to be good for you.
It's good and good for you.
Yeah, right.
A clam roll is fried, deep-fried clams that are put in, like, the hot dog roll that has the bread on the side. It's not a real hot dog roll. It's got the kind of bread on the side of it so you can toast either side in butter. You toast it in butter.
Oh, my God.
And then it's served with a side of tartar sauce.
Why don't you just call the ambulance now, Rob? Just get the ambulance standing by.
And they have, it's the nastiest people up there. They're mean to you at this restaurant, but the food is so good, you realize after you haven't been there for a while, and they said, God, they didn't wait on us. What are they doing? They're so mean, so nasty. And then the food comes, and you're like, aha, that's why. So this clam roll, I had this clam roll with a beforehand, I had a cup of fish chowder, which is just jammed with fish. It's so
okay,
good.
Oprah.
So very good, and it's so good. And then afterwards, when we're done with the clam roll, you know, they have fantastic pies up there. And so we had a the only drawback was they served the blueberry pie, the giant wedge of blueberry pie. They served it a la mode, but they didn't heat the pie, which was really
it's an outrage.
I overlooked that. But as we're finishing the pie, seriously, this is lunch. We were thinking about
this is only lunch.
This is lunch. We were thinking about what we were going to have for dinner, and that's what we do. It's very exciting.
Hello.
Hey, fellas. I got my stepson here with me today at work.
Yeah.
And he hears about your show all the time, but he's never heard any of your great fart sounds over the radio. He just wanted to hear one or two.
No, we just played them when we're talking about Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, we just got back from lunch, and he's been trying to listen to the show, you know, to hear some of the good stuff.
I think you're a control freak, and you're trying to control this show.
Yeah. Listen, big guy.
Can I hear you? You want to talk to him?
Sure, put him on.
All right.
Sure, Big Daddy.
Hello.
No, that's not a kid.
Come on, please.
You're not a kid.
Want to bet?
Wait a minute, maybe he is a kid.
What's your name?
Justin.
Hey, Justin, tell your dad to turn the radio down.
Turn the radio down.
How old are you, Justin?
10.
Mm-hmm. How come Mommy left Daddy?
I don't know.
Did that really happen? Did he say that happened?
No, what? I'm...
You just say you're doing the Kreskin experience
right
here?
I'm sure right. Your parents aren't together, right?
No.
No, yeah. So you knew it.
Like right now or permanently?
Permanently.
Oh, permanently.
I told you.
Who do you like better, Mommy or Daddy?
Oh, Mommy. Come on.
Sorry,
I
like both the same.
What's about the same?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm. Are you having fun with Daddy right now?
Yeah.
Does Daddy let you make any decisions?
Not really.
Yeah, okay.
Not really.
Yeah, tell him to...
Hey, can I hear some of the fart sounds at you?
No, I'm sorry.
That's
can't.
Daddy saying get them to do that.
Right.
No, I'm sorry. But keep, you know, have your father keep listening to the radio and he'll hear the sounds he really wants to hear.
Are you a latchkey kid?
Hey, guys.
Yes.
Hey, he wants to have a Yo Mama Joe contest with you guys right now.
No, listen. This is another... this is a father. You're as bad as that Jingle Boys mother. You realize that?
Yeah, don't use your kid to get what you want on the radio.
No, he's only here for one day. He thought it would be fun to call you guys.
Why did your wife leave you?
Oh, we're not married. I'm just together with his mother.
But now I'm confused.
See, the boy told us that Mom and Dad aren't together.
Oh, well, he's not. He's my stepson, I said in the beginning.
Oh, he's your stepson?
Yeah,
stepson. Oh, I understand.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
His mother has been together for a while, you know. So.
Okay. All right. So you are happily married right now?
No, we're not married. But
you're not married at all? Here. Of course you're not.
Of course.
So difficult to figure out these situations, these Jerry Springer scenarios.
All right, well, listen. You know, if you want something on this show, you should ask for it yourself.
Well, I did. I called you guys up and I said if you want to.
I just think it's just my opinion. And, I don't push the buttons on this show, but it's just my opinion that if you were to ask, you know, hey, guys, could you play the fart sound effects, you might get a better result.
Right.
Well, if I do that, you guys just, you know, click.
No! Why don't you try it, Mr. Big Man?
Give it a shot.
Well, I asked when I first called. I said he's here for the day.
You asked
wanted
for,
to hear
you, no.
Fart?
No, but if you asked, you might
get
a different
put result. Your son back on.
All right, one sec.
Hello?
Hey, listen, son.
Yeah?
That guy is such a loser.
Yeah, tell your mom to dump him.
Okay.
Your stepdad is a total loser.
Yeah, tell your mom to dump him.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Don't grow up to be like him. Okay, bye-bye now, son.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So long.
See you later. Another friend made.
Yeah. But he was calling him my stepdad.
Yeah, it was confusing, man.
But he was saying that the mother, they weren't married, so he's not really the dad.
I don't know. Yeah, right. If they're not married, he couldn't really be the dad.
Time for Springer.
Hello.
Yeah, I wanted to see how Bart likes Europe.
Oh, my son, he loves it.
Yeah. Where's he right now?
I don't know. I think he's...
Yeah, it weirds me out when somebody goes, what, you planning on, like, booking a flight on the Concorde to go to his campsite or something?
No, I was over in Europe, over in England for about a week or so in...
God, it's innocent. I think he's in Rome right now, I think.
Yeah, probably touring all the bars.
No, probably touring the bars, getting laid, riding a motorcycle.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, doing everything your average 14-year-old does. Please, come on. I'll tell you, we had a funny scene at the airport, though, when we had to take him, right, to drop him off for this 3-week tour of Europe. He's going with a school group. When we were all down about it. I mean, Frieda and I were very down about it. And he, of course, is happy. He can't wait to get away.
Right.
We got to the airport. The plane left at 9:30,
mm-hmm.
and we had to be at the airport at 6:30. So we got him there at 6:30. We checked him in. We checked his bags in. It was 7 o'clock. 2.5 hours till the plane leaves. And he comes and says, Mom, Dad, would you leave now, please?
Oh! Well, that's the age.
Ouch. He said, did that hurt even more?
Yeah. So we said, well,
didn't want to spend the last 2.5 hours with his parents.
We said, come on, all the other moms and dads are here. And he said, well, all the other moms and dads are going to be leaving, too. All the kids are asking all the moms and dads to leave now.
Okay.
So I said, all right, that's it, we'll go. I said, listen.
Did you really leave, or, like, did you go behind a pedestal
no,
and hide to see if all the other parents were leaving?
No, we left, but we said to him, now, call us. You're going to be gone for 3 weeks.
Right.
Call us at least once a week. And he was like, I don't know. I might not be able to get to a phone. I don't know. I'll try. You know how many times that kid has called us since he's been in Europe? I'm not exaggerating. More times than my mother-in-law called the house. It's like the kid calls constantly.
So he's real homesick.
No, he's not homesick.
Right.
He just likes talking.
He does.
I don't think he's homesick at all.
Right.
It's like, well, I gave him a calling card
mm-hmm.
so he can call from anywhere in the world.
Right.
So now I get him, hey, Dad, I'm in Rome. I said, well, that's great. Okay, I got to go. See you later.
I think it's a good sign that he's calling you as opposed to not calling
oh,
you.
Yeah. Oh, no, oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, if there were no phone calls, then it might be, you know, cause for concern.
And we did get one call that just a little bit set us off because he called from, I think he was in Switzerland.
Telefoni Vaticani.
He calls, he says, hey, Dad, it's Bart. Like, I don't know that it's him. I said, hey, how you doing, bud? He said, Dad, can I shave my head? I said, no, absolutely not. He said, all the other guys are shaving their heads. And I said, no, absolutely not. You cannot shave your head. He goes, all right, click.
Oh, just hung up on you all the way in
right?
Europe.
Wow. So I'm sitting there just doing. About 5 minutes later, phone rings again. Sammy goes, Dad, my friends are out of the room now. I'm sorry about that. Can I please get my head shaved? No, absolutely not. You cannot shave your head. You know, and then he hung up the phone, and I said to Frieda, you know, everything else aside, he's a good boy. Because mm-hmm. if it was me in that situation, I know what I would have done. I would just shave my goddamn head and
right,
told my mom and dad to deal with it when I got home.
Yeah, he's a good boy. That's good enough. Yeah. It sounds like he's having a good time over there.
Yeah, he'll be back next Wednesday.
Good.
Next Wednesday he'll be back. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi
love
there.
You guys.
Hi.
Love you're on in Detroit.
Love you.
Yeah?
Are you calling from Detroit?
Yes, I lived in Northern Virginia for 3 years.
Oh, listen, you know what? I'll tell you, if you're listening to us in Detroit, it's very important that you call the pinheads of this radio station to tell them that you enjoy our show because we are by no means on stable ground at this station.
No, this is kind of like, you know, we're trotting out the old show to see how it plays in Detroit.
Because what happened is they fired this guy, this worthless guy that had been on.
He was.
And
pathetic.
We got a call from one of the guys that owns this company, and he said, hey, can you do me a favor? You know, Mel, can you do me a favor by letting your show go on this station? I don't know how long they're going to run it. So we said, sure, run the show now, help the company out, put us on in Detroit. But we don't have a contract there or anything, so it's important that you call them and tell them that you like the show.
Definitely.
Please.
You're making my rush hour wonderful.
Ah, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you.
That's our, you know, that's some good feedback we're getting from Detroit already. I like that a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good day.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, then.
Yeah, we have a zero contract with that station.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're very happy to be on there, and we hope everything's works out well.
Just a handshake deal we have with them.
And you know what that is in our business.
Right. It's like getting it up the belt. Hello, Don and Mike. Like one of those gay things that you got up at the office today.
Yeah. Hi, thank you for whoever sent that to me, incidentally.
Hello.
Hi, this is Sam Huff.
Hello, Sam.
Welcome back, Don and Mike.
Sam, how are you?
Good. How about you guys?
Just fine, Sam.
You know, I took a trip back at the Morgantown, West Virginia.
Yeah, did you really?
Yeah, and I went out sitting there in the Morgantown International Airport, and a la Mike O'Mara, I was playing the Major Woody game.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Really? You did? Did you play it the same way we usually do, by getting on the telephone and paging Major Woody? Or
yeah,
did...
but the guy recognized me.
What did he say? What did he say?
He got on there, and he said, I'm looking for Major Woody. He's looking for Sam Huff, the greatest linebacker in the NFL. And you know what?
What?
Major Woody showed up at the gate.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
And what'd they tell him when he showed up at the gate?
He came up when the show ended.
Guy gets better and better, doesn't he? Oh! Oh, my God.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, is this Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, I want to tell you what my electric company is doing to me.
What?
They're turning my air conditioner off every 15 minutes.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland, and they turn it back on every 15 minutes. This is supposed to save energy.
What's your first name?
Mike.
Mike, it's only your place.
No, it's not my place.
No, I mean,
it's my whole neighborhood. I'm watching all my neighbors run outside with their electric meters, measuring their stuff. They think they're blowing fuses.
You know, I've never heard anything like this. That they would just...
That's to save energy. They shut the air conditioner off for 15
minutes. One area I heard about today was Cape Cod, where they're going to do a rolling blackout for 2 hours at a time.
They better not do that around here.
That's obviously what's happening in Baltimore. They're doing rolling brownouts here, where they're just turning the voltage down by about 5 volts.
Oh, that sucks. Give us our juice. It's ridiculous.
Juice.
That's why he's doing
this. Don't do this, juice.
Juice.
Where's my plane?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buddy.
Hello.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
Buddy.
Did you happen to catch Rosie Donnell yesterday?
Rosie Donnell? No, I didn't catch Rosie Donnell. What did old RD have to say?
She's talking to Sarah Jessica Parker, who was on vacation. She's telling some story about going without power for a couple of days and not being able to bathe. Rosie says, well, that's not that big of a deal because I don't bathe that much in the summertime anyway.
Did she say that?
Oh, my God.
Did she say it seriously?
She said it very seriously.
Wouldn't you love to have a panty concession in the night? Oh, my God. Well, I don't bathe much in the summer anyway.
Summertime, you know, you don't need to bathe. Your sweat washes you.
Oh, my God.
You're waiting for the laughter afterwards. Never came.
Oh, that show.
Oh,
it's so terrifying. So, it's like one of those shows where it's kind of a captive audience. Where they're terrified of her. Right. You know?
Don't want to make her angry. It's like the Regis audience. It's a bunch of blue-haired ladies that, take a bus from Atlantic City for the day in New York.
Sure.
And they sit in there like a bunch of trained seals. When the lights come on, it says applause. Yay!
Not exactly like the Daily Show with Jon Stewart, where somebody says something like, ah!
I think they have 15 people in the audience for the Daily Show.
No, there's nobody there.
Hello?
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How are you?
Hey, buddy.
I just wanted that brain surgeon up in Baltimore complaining about his air conditioning. You get paid $12 a month. Let the...
Yeah, the brain surgeon had a better phone than you do.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
The Don and Mike Show. Like corn. Enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike.
Yeah?
Loving you, man.
What?
Loving you.
Loving you, sir.
Yeah. What's happening?
Hello. Why don't you greet the rest of our friends like everybody else does on this show?
That's all right, Mike, if he just wants to say he's loving you.
It's not all right. It makes me extraordinarily uncomfortable.
No, don't feel uncomfortable. It's not that way.
You got that sound in your voice.
Loving you.
It says trouble, sir.
Loving you, buddy.
It says trouble all the way.
Actually, I'm at work right now. I'm one of those guys that you guys actually are fond of.
Who's that? Postal workers?
Loss prevention.
Who?
Loss prevention, security, you know? You see the guys that bust the shoplifters.
Oh, rent-a-cop.
Got any videotapes?
Hey, yeah, I got plenty of videotapes.
Really, of shoplifters? Hey, Mike?
Yeah, we got some good booster tapes.
I'm loving you, buddy.
Loving you, Don.
Loving you, man.
Hey, listen to that.
Loving you, baby.
The All-Star game.
What?
Isaiah Thomas would not shut up about talking about himself.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. Thanks for calling. Hey, remember, I love you.
Now, is this the girl that wanted to be spanked?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hold on a second.
Hope she's got that celebrity she most resembles.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes, ma'am.
I got a question for you. I just recently moved from Michigan, and I think your show is fantastic.
Oh, we appreciate that.
And I was wondering, how did you meet your mom? How did you meet your mom? How did you meet your wife?
Same question. computer dating.
Computer dating?
Yeah. I was very lucky.
She emailed you. You emailed her.
Of course, it was 16, 17, 18 years ago before there was such a thing as email.
You used pigeons.
No, you want to know the stupidest story? I met my wife at a disc jockey convention. Where she was there with radio guy. You know, Steve,
the little red guy.
Yeah, Napoleon. And I was there with, what's the name that Frida has for her? Sally Sue is the name. A gal who had two names.
Okay.
You know, like a Kathy Lee type
right.
name.
Gotcha.
And when my wife first saw me, I was pawing this girl to death. We were sitting together at a table, and she was sitting in my lap, and I was just pawing her like an animal.
Oh, my, really?
Yeah. Yeah. And my wife was there with this other guy.
How did she react when she saw you pawing that other woman?
She liked meeting me. Mm-hmm. But you know what? My wife is a good-looking woman.
Mm-hmm.
And even back then, you know, before she had miles on her, she was even better.
Oh, there you go.
And my wife was very used to getting her ass kissed
right.
by every guy that ever met her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, you're so good looking. So I had, you know, Sally Sue with me, and I said,
right.
hi, nice to meet you. And then I asked my wife out on a date mm-hmm. a couple of days later, and she said, no, but I'd like to be your friend. And then I said to her, I got plenty of friends. You know, mm-hmm. if I want a friend, I'll go down to the station.
Which was a calculated risk.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, plus, at that point, I didn't want to waste my time with another woman that, you know, wanted to, from the outset, said, hey, I like you fine, but you're a friend.
Right.
You know what I say to that? F you. I don't want to be your friend. And it worked because she ended up calling me back.
Ah, yes.
She was intrigued by the one man that didn't bend down to kiss her ass.
She wanted to be more than a friend.
And, of course, the irony is that I've spent the rest of my life kissing her ass.
That's a good story.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, that's a true story. That's a true story.
So as soon as you, well, you really weren't playing hard to get, but you wanted what you wanted, and that drove her crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And then I was going to date one of her friends one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to her on the phone, and I said, yeah, I might ask that girl out. And that just set her off. She said, well, how come you're not going to ask me out? I said, I already asked you out. You said you wanted to be friends.
Yeah.
I don't want a friend. And she said, well, maybe we could reevaluate.
Oh, and you know, you knew you had her then.
Then I scored. Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Tamara.
Oh, the spanking girl.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Hello, Don and Mike show. You know, normally I really like spanking girls. I got a weird vibe about her.
Between the GED and not coming up with the celebrity she most resembles, you know.
She didn't know Iraq.
Usually it's quite a celebration when they turn 18.
Hello, Don and Mike show. When a little lady turns 18.
Oh, man, raise the flag.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, right.
Hello.
Oh, God.
All right, that line is done.
Does that mean that she's still out there?
Yeah. And now, kind of summing up the way we feel, Ed McMahon.
Every time I see a little girl of 5 or 6
or 18.
Or 7,
18, Ed.
I can't resist a joyous urge to smile.
In polyp heaven.
Say, thank heaven.
Ed McMahon.
For a little girl.
Currently biting Johnny's ale polish.
Four little girls get bigger every day.
Sing between bites, Ed.
Hello. Hello, hey, Don and Mike.
I'd like to be the first one to welcome Kennedy to the CBS Sports Show.
Oh, God, that's the worst.
Along with, you got Urkel and Kennedy. Why aren't you guys out there doing the Olympics?
We can do a better job than Kennedy.
Wouldn't it be great if, like, a ski went through her head or something?
Well, you know, she's doing serious interviews. She's not doing that wild off-the-wall Kennedy stuff she did. And when you've got that, when you've got her out there doing a straight interview with the speed skaters.
She still looks so ugly?
Yeah, you suddenly look at her and you say to yourself, why the hell is she out there? Why was she chosen? Because of her journalistic credentials?
Waiting for her co-host Pauly Shore to show up.
Really, it's ridiculous.
Who picked those people that are hosting that thing? You got that guy Jim Nance. He's all right. He's just your standard, hey everybody, slicky, you know, big forehead, nice hair. But then it's got like a girl who kind of looks like an older Dee Dee Myers, who was the, what
Joyce,
is her name?
Joyce, her last name, Andrea Joyce.
The one thing we do know, she'll get an A-.
Oh, from Rudy? Yeah.
Well, the thing about it is, I thought that they were getting Kennedy out there to give the cover like snowboarding and do a whole Generation X approach. But no, they've got her all over the place, and they said, you know, now the Olympic ceremonies, now with the little snow children, let's go down to Kennedy. And I'm like, why? And she's wearing those, you know, those retro glasses that
she
wears.
Catwoman glasses? glasses.
Little Catwoman glasses. Forget about it.
She sucks.
Terrible, terrible.
Andrea Joyce, if she was a car, she'd have 200,000 miles on her.
How about some sports on the Olympics? They're learning how the rice grows and.
Yeah, I agree. You know, well, they're between a rock and a hard place because the skiing got canceled two nights in a row.
Too much snow.
Yeah, I don't want to know. Vending machines.
I know. I'm with you, sir. I'm with you all the way on that.
I will go see Titanic before I watch the Olympics.
Right. Really? Buzz saw Titanic over the weekend.
I did.
Traitor.
I had to.
Burbank.
I had to.
You.
He hated you. It. He told me he hated it.
Did you really?
Well, no, I like it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Okay, somebody told me what I look like.
I'm on an island by myself.
Yeah.
No, you're island of hatred for Titanic and everything that it stands for.
Everything it stands for.
Goddamn boat sinks 100 years ago. People act like it's reinventing it. You know, listen.
Oh, no. We've awoken.
No.
We've awakened the sleeping giant.
No, I did this on Friday. I won't do it again today.
I like it, though.
I won't do it today.
Did you happen to hear the box office from the... You know,
yeah, well, look at the competition. You know. Blues Brothers 2000.
Right.
Yeah. Please.
Yeah. Right.
There's nothing else to see.
True. Nothing to see here.
Nothing to keep moving. Yes. Okay, Tamara, who do you resemble?
A little bit like the daughter on Roseanne.
Which one?
I guess the oldest one. I'm not sure. I don't watch that all the time.
The blonde or the brunette?
You mean the weird looking one?
I guess. I don't know.
You mean Sarah Gilbert?
Gee, Brenda, I don't know.
I don't know, Mr. Hand.
I don't know. That's all you seem to say is, I don't know.
The brunette.
Who?
The brunette.
Darlene?
Yeah, I guess. The brunette. I don't know. I don't watch that show.
You look like Darlene?
A little bit like.
Can you name two American presidents who have been assassinated?
Oh, don't do this to me.
Think about it.
Can you name two American presidents who have been assassinated?
Kennedy.
Yeah.
And
also hosting at the Olympics.
Oh God.
Kennedy and no, someone helped you out though.
Is that the homeschooling? Is that your father?
No.
Is that your mama?
Actually, my dad died.
I'm sorry to hear that. Who's that in the background?
The friend.
All right. Well, no help from the friend.
No, he didn't say anything.
Who's the former first lady who started the drug rehab center?
Oh, God.
Wow. This is a real advertisement for homeschooling right here.
And GED.
Yeah.
Well. Any idea?
No.
Paris? Anyone?
No.
No?
No. I feel so stupid now.
What?
I think I feel so stupid now.
Hmm.
Name the year that's the birth of America.
1492.
Oh, boy.
All right, listen. I'm sorry. We can't spank you.
You're going to have to brush up on your studies before we can spank you.
No, listen. And you know, we don't have high standards on this show. The bar is very close to the floor right now.
Yeah, the only questions we ask are ones we know the answers to. So, you're dealing with the absolute most simplistic approach that anybody could have.
Oh, come on, please.
Nope, sorry.
It's just 18 things, please.
No.
Please?
Too bad you don't have any of your pesky word problems that we can throw out of, you know.
Hey, Rob, go get me a TV guide. I'll give you one last test. If you can get one of the TV guide crossword puzzles, which, incidentally, retards can get, if you can get one of the answers to a TV guide crossword puzzle, then we will spank you.
This should be easy for you. Do you watch much television?
A little bit.
Do you read?
Yeah.
All we have to do now is wait for Rob to come back with the TV guide.
Just a little time here. What was the last book you read?
I can answer that, Mike. Mm-hmm. The Holy Bible.
No.
No, Dom was answering for himself.
No.
Before the show today, as always.
As in quotes verse.
In our pre-show meeting.
You don't get TV guide, but this is The Inquirer.
The Inquirer. Oh, Rob, there's too many here. For goodness sakes. 15. What do you think that is? You think that's...
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. How about this? What? Okay. Here's a good one. 135 across. This is the National Enquirer crossword puzzle. 135 across. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 letters. Peter, Peter, pumpkin.
Peter.
Yes! How do you spell that?
Spell it correctly or like Tommy Kevin?
How do you spell it?
E-A-T.
Excellent.
All right.
Very
okay.
good. Well, you
all
can
right.
spell.
All right, we will spank you then.
Thank you.
Will you pull down your pants?
Yes.
Are you wearing underpants?
No.
Oh, okay.
No surprise there. She's homeschooled.
And I'll be using a hairbrush now.
You're not wearing shoes either, are you?
No.
Constantly barefoot. And here we go. You are in this one, Tamara. One, two, three. Tamara?
Hello?
Was it Tamara?
We've never had
it. It wasn't me.
We've never lost one like that before.
Oh, she's gone, man.
God, like the wind.
She's gone.
Oh, well, I wish her the very best of luck.
Hello, Don and Mike. The answer is Betty Ford, 1776.
There you go. Yeah.
That's a stupid guy test. Hello.
Hi, Hello. Guys.
Hey, Don and Mike.
How are you?
Hey, doing great, thank you.
Better than I am. I got to tell you what happened. I live at Lake Tahoe. We got a bunch of snow. Last week I was listening to your show on the headphones.
Yeah.
And I got some ice jammed in the snowblower. I took it out of gear. I reached in. Dog jumped up, hit me, threw the auger into gear, severed two of my fingers.
Oh, God.
Oh, but it gets better.
Oh, does it?
I started getting shocky. I kept the headphones on. I was able to wrap my hand up, pick up my two fingers out of the snow. They were easy to see. They're the two big bloody stumps.
You pulled a bobbit.
Wow. I can't pull anything right now. Drove to the hospital. They were able to reattach my fingers. I kept from going into shock by listening to you two.
Wow.
Really?
Well, thank
yeah.
you.
That
well,
is
hey,
so
I have
cool.
a thank you. I mean, I've still got most of my right hand thanks to, you know, keeping my wits about me listening to you two morons.
So we could actually take that and use it in our promotional
We saved a life, Mike.
I think you should.
We saved a life,
Mike. If you
ever
lose a finger, always listen to Don and Mike.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye. I will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yo, Dad, can I have a sip of your beer?
No, son, you don't want to drink beer. That's for daddies and kids with fake IDs.
The Don and Mike Show. Profoundly normal. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Scary stuff now.
Yeah.
Movie Scream, it's hot, baby.
Oh, boy, everybody wants this costume.
And we have the Scream costumes to give away. Now, this is only for moms this time around. 1-800-636-1067. Best Scream wins right now.
All right.
Let's start here with Gene. Hello, Gene.
Hello.
I mean, hi, Gene.
Hi, Gene.
Hi.
Hi, Gene. It's important to me. Gene.
How are you guys?
We're great. Thanks. Where are you from?
Springfield, Virginia.
All right, Gene.
Gene, are you a screamer?
I'm a screamer, and I love the movie.
Are you playing for your kid here, I hope?
I'm playing for Nicholas.
For Nicholas, okay. Now, it could either be blood-curdling, it could be a scream of passion, it could be a scream of bloody murder.
It could even be comedic in origin.
We leave it up to you, but remember, as always, we are the judges, and we reserve the right to change the rules and anything else we want. Gene, why don't you cut loose with your best scream?
Okay, here goes.
All right.
Pretty good.
Very good. That's good. That's a good start. I think it's a very good start.
Pearson. Sounds like a party at OJ's house. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Patty.
Patty calling from Rochester?
Rochester, New York.
Hello, Patty.
How are you?
Patty, thank you for listening to our show on WHTK. Oh, where we had great summer Arbitron ratings, so thank you for listening.
Certainly.
Patty, who are you playing for?
My son, Neil.
Okay.
All right.
Have you thought about what type of scream it'll be?
Oh, it just has to be loud.
Okay. It just has to be a loud scream. You think you're pretty good at that, Patty?
Oh, I'm a loud Girl Scout leader, so it'll do it.
Patty, scatty.
Jimmy!
All right, here is Patty. Go, baby!
Boy, it sounded almost like a double effect there, like there was another person.
I think it was your kids screaming in the background, wasn't it?
They're a little excited. I'm in the closet, so I don't scare my husband.
No, it sounds like the kids might be a little scared, too.
Oh, I think they're a little excited.
Okay, hold on a second.
Thank
Patty.
You.
Hold on a second.
All right, that was Patty.
I thought the first lady was a little better than that.
A little more shrill.
Hello, this is Dawn.
Yes.
Dawn calling us from Sioux City, and thank you for listening to the show on KKMA-FM. Who are you playing for, Dawn?
One of my children, either Alex or Maddie.
Alex and Maddie.
Alex and Maddie, one of them might win the scream costume.
This might be a stupid question, but what does it look like? Sorry.
Do the kids know what it looks like?
No.
So you just want it because it's a hot item?
There you go.
There you go. I love that. Pure, unadulterated greed.
It looks like the Grim Reaper. It's a costume that the guy wore in the movie Scream when he killed everybody.
Okay, real uplifting costume.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What do you expect? Okay, here she is. Here is Dawn. Disappointing.
Yeah, I was disappointed also.
Yep, sorry.
I'd like to
there.
Put in a vote for perhaps we have sustained screaming just a little longer. I like the long extender scream.
Here is Patty, another Patty. Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Patty, you are from Virginia?
Yes.
Gotcha, listening on the mighty WJFK, and we appreciate that. Who are you playing for, Patty?
I'm playing for my daughter, Brianna.
All right, now we've only had, by my estimation, one halfway decent scream thus far.
That was the first scream from Gene, which was very shrill.
Gene, the screaming machine.
All right.
So we're now ready for you, Patty. If you could work up a big one for us.
Do it for Brianna.
All right. Yes.
Very interesting. That was different.
Different, yes. That would be the word to describe it. Different.
Quite different. A quite different scream.
Is this Kim?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
You're from Virginia?
Mm-hmm, from Manassas.
WJFK listener, we thank you for that. Kim, who are you playing for?
I'm going to play for my son, Michael.
Okay. Michael. Well, listen, as I said before, except for the first one, they've all been pretty lame, so lay it on the line now.
All right, I'll try. You ready?
Here is Kim.
Okay.
Not bad.
Well,
not bad. All pretty good. All pretty good. You know, nothing that's really going to wow us.
All right, let me take it away. This is Penny. Hey, Penny?
Yes.
Lil Penny?
Yes.
Where are you from, Penny?
Fairfax.
Oh, ah, Penny. Another WJFK listener?
Yes.
And we thank you. Who are you playing for?
My daughter.
Your daughter, what's her name?
Rita.
Okay, can we hear a big scream dedicated to Rita?
Sure.
Okay, here is Penny.
Yes, hi.
Hi. Go ahead, Penny.
Here we go. Right. Here I go.
Scream. Scream real loud. Ouch. Man, that one was loud. That one was loud, baby. All right, I think it's between Penny and Gene.
Oh, God.
And maybe Kim. All right, we're going to have to have one more scream-off, okay?
It's going to be a scream-off.
A scream-off.
All right, and sustained screaming, as much as I hate to say, it works.
Okay, let's go back to Gene.
Gene was our first screamer.
Okay, Gene?
Yeah?
Gene, we'll give you a chance to win the scream-off here, so give us your best right now.
Okay.
All right, here's Gene.
My God. Wow. My God. What a scream that was.
How many dogs do you think are going crazy right now? People got the radio on and their dogs are around.
That is unbelievably good,
Jesus. That's a good one. Hold on. Okay, now here is Kim.
Hi.
Kim?
Yes.
Welcome to the finals.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Give us your best shot.
Got a tough one to follow, Kim.
All right, I'll try. Hold on. Here we go.
Here's Kim.
Very operatic.
Thank you.
It was okay, but the first one.
Oh, man.
It's some kind of an upper octave.
I think my right eye is bleeding.
And Penny. Hey,
yes.
Penny? Okay,
yes.
This will be the last chance. It's between Penny and Gene.
That's right. Gene is so far the leader, and Penny was in that same octave range. And, did you hear what Gene had to do, Penny?
Yes.
All right, that's your competition.
Not a problem.
All right, very confident. Here's our final scream. Here's Penny.
Okay.
That is terrific.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
I think I shattered the window.
You did.
And you know, I might have to just declare a tie.
I think Gene and Penny are both worthy adversaries.
Yeah. Gene and Penny?
Yeah.
Both you ladies?
Yeah.
Listen, you both win.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. We can't decide which one is the scariest.
Bravo.
So you both won the Scream costume. Just in time for Halloween, the hottest costume out this season.
Scream real loud, kids. Very scary.
And now as we go to break, and our thanks to all of the other moms.
Great screamers.
You know, I wish we had enough to give to all of them. We'll give them all a copy of The Sixth Man with the Wayans brothers.
All right.
It's that story about the basketball player that's invisible, I think.
Okay.
That's from Touchstone Home Video. And our thanks to Kim and Dawn and Patty. But Penny and Gene, you win the costumes.
Everybody gets a prize, though.
And now, Would both you, Penny and Gene, give us one blood-curdling scream together?
Okay.
Ready, ladies? Go. Here's our winners.
Go.
Fantastic.
That's great.
Hi, this is Fabio.
Hi, Fabio.
Wishing you a very happy Halloween.
Hey, you're both good moms. Thank you, Penny, and thank you, Gene.
Thanks.
Hold on.
Boy, they were fantastic.
Hold on a second.
Gosh, they did a great job.
Jesus, I got a headache.
I'm going to throw up.
Oh, what?
I'm going to throw up.
What?
Hey, Rob, grab this for me. You want to call some guys and yell at them?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Here you go. This is the first letter that we received that had a parody song about Bill Clinton. And we got this way back on January 25th.
Okay.
Dear Don and Mike, as longtime dyed-in-the-wool, card-carrying liberal Democrats, we are continuing to be shocked, blah, 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 by the president. We've written a song. We hope you'll give it a listen. If you like it, we hope you play it on your show. We feel it's the least we can do. Bless you and the work you do. And these come from this comes from two guys in Clinton, Iowa.
Oh, that's an appropriate place to live.
And the song is called Oval Office. Let's listen to a minute of it, and then we will call them and tell them how stupid they are to do this. I mean, if the song's no good. Yeah, we'll be making that call.
Recording.
Who mastered this recording?
Charlie Stuang Stabilak.
I can't even understand the words. Can you?
No.
Let me mono it out. That's better. That's not better. I mean, I can understand it better. It's not any better, though. Oh, thank you, Rob. Oh, they sent along a lyric sheet. When she first dropped by his office, Wahooey got excited. But now a few years later, there's a chance he'll be indicted. He thought no one would notice. He thought they'd look away. He thought he'd get the same shake they gave to JFK. Yeah.
I like that dirty telltale stain that you cannot flee. Will he hang on to the bitter end or quit or be at peace?
Someone's got to tell these guys to shut up. Yeah, that could be the advice. We have one basic piece of advice.
F-H-A-D-D-U-P. That's like bad quality song. Like bad garage band quality.
It's out of phase. Sometimes those can be charming. In this case...
Not this time.
No way.
Let me see. Bubba have...
We're sorry.
Well, see, they,
you have reached a number that is
so bad that they actually went bankrupt.
The move.
And they couldn't pay their phone bills.
Bubba had a Love Jones brought on by Pickin' Flowers. He got hit below the beltway, Oval Office after hours.
Mm-hmm.
Small bills.
Yes, hello. We're looking at, this is Don and Mike, and we're doing our national radio show right now. We're looking for Jack and Bill.
Bill's in the hospital. This is Jack.
Oh, is Bill's in the hospital? Was because of that song?
Yeah, some of the neighbors heard it and just beat the crap out of him. Yeah.
Well, listen, it's
smart neighbors.
Is he okay, really?
No, yeah, he had a little rotor cuff deal going.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
I had to get those on my car, so it's rotor. My rotor, my batteries, or rather my brakes.
Rotor?
Rotor, I hardly knew her.
Huh?
Hey, listen, Jack?
Yes.
You sent us this song, Oval Office After Hours?
After Hours, yes.
And we've just played it on our national radio show.
Well, excellent.
Yeah.
We're never going to play it again.
Well, I can't blame you there, really.
Yeah, we just wanted to tell you, shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up! Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Well, thank you so much.
Give me the Dick Van Dyke Show. We could do a... Hold on, we're going to get the music.
Which one playing Maury?
Pardon me?
Which one of you guys is playing Maury Amsterdam?
All right, you just hold on there. We're not finished telling you to shut up.
Did you guys, when you sent that song out, did you really think that someone would play it?
Not really, no.
I mean, are you aware that the quality is real bad? It's like mixed bad. You can't even understand the words.
That's where we just did it in the garage, you know.
Yeah. In the garage. It's like a real garage band.
A real garage tune, yes.
Huh.
Well, thank you for thinking of us.
I hope you understand that we just feel it's our civic duty to do this.
To tell you to. Oops, yeah. That's the wrong one.
Wrong one, huh?
Hold on. Shut up!
Well, thank you so much.
You realize that was better?
Yeah.
Yeah, much.
What we just came up with on the cuff, much better than your whole stinking song.
So really, that much better?
I hope we were able to deliver our point clearly.
Yeah, I think you did.
Right. Really, there's too many of these stupid parody songs going around.
So the advice would be simply to burn the master tape.
Okay, well, you guys got the master.
All good. Okay.
We'll be out there.
Dom, we have the master tape. Don't you have it? You have it locked
in? Shut up.
Hey, how long is your program anyway? You got a lot of time to kill.
Yes, we do. Yes.
Yeah, kiss my ass.
No redeeming quality to it whatsoever.
To your song?
Yeah.
No.
Not a single.
Listen, hold on. Listen to it. This is the worst song I ever heard. Listen to this now.
Beautiful.
Who can understand that?
That is awesome.
That is awful.
That is beautiful.
No, you're deluded.
That is beautiful.
No, it's not.
It's not beautiful.
It is not beauty, eh?
Listen to those lyrics.
How can we? We can't hear them.
Oh, come on.
Now, we're telling you the truth. I tried to clean it up with our processing. We can't do it. Listen, here's all I say to you. Shut up.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Thanks for sending that.
Thanks for taking our call.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
And do you have the master over there? I thought I saw the cassette, like, lying around over there.
Yes, here it is.
Oh, good.
There you go.
Thank you. You usually don't let me do this.
Oh, you're a very mean man, Mike. You're very cruel.
I know. That's true.
Very cruel.
Oh, the tape's still.
Shut up.
Welcome to our show.
Shut up. Shut up, 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 shut up.
Shut up, shut up.
Okay. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, as you know, the San Diego Zoo is one of the finest zoos in the world, and we've had this young lady on the show very often the past, I guess, 7 or 8 years she's been appearing with us.
About 9 years.
Hmm?
About 9 years.
Right, yeah. Several plus several will be about nine.
You said 7 or 8.
No, I said, no, I didn't say 7 or 8. I said several.
Then you said 7 or 8, and I said
did I?
Nine.
Yeah. Nine. Good, thank you.
Some of the animals... Some of the animals you had as babies are now 10 years old.
That would be about right.
Remember the animals that did something funny on your tie?
Yes.
Those little lions, the little baby lions, were 1 year old.
That's right.
They are now treacherous and ferocious 10-year-old animals.
Okay. Anyway, Joan Embry is here tonight.
And she's now 32.
That's right. Joan is an animal handler and a trainer. And you really think you're fooling everybody, don't you?
No.
And she also...
I'm here to do my best to help you.
I know that. And she does her 3 horse shows a day. Did you know that? At the animal park.
Boy.
What?
What an exciting idea.
Would you like an army cot or something? Maybe just kind of catch up on a little little nappy poo? Just might snap you right out of it. Okay.
I love Joan. I'm the only one who went down to see Joan. Doc has never seen her. You've never seen her. I went to the wild animal farm.
It's all right. It's all right. Okay.
But you're upsetting me.
No. I don't upset you.
I went down, Joan, and I
know you did. That's all right. Fine.
Don't say...
What?
I know her. I went down there.
Oh, I know you did. I know you went down there.
And I held a baby gorilla.
I couldn't go with you that week. You held a baby gorilla. Good. All right. And let's get her out here quickly. Would you welcome Joan Embry?
The Don and Mike Show. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering, did your wife ever bang that guy at her reunion?
Did my wife bang a guy at what reunion?
Her high school reunion.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
The guy that was calling your old lady.
How long ago was that on the show?
Weeks ago. She's a pig.
No. You're wrong about that. It was not a couple of weeks ago.
We ran that on Best Of.
Well, he was an angry young man anyway.
Yes, he was.
I think we're hitting the pocket of turbulence right here.
240.
Okay. I'm going to have to call this guy back.
Six.
I think, it's like when they tell you to go back to your seat.
Right.
That happens on a radio show, too.
Everybody buckle up right now.
That's everybody getting slammed in that little segment there. Mm-hmm. I think Rob and Buzz were exempt for that one. But, I mean, if we kept on the line with these people, you guys would be included.
They would have gotten to us.
Yeah.
Well, every once in a while, people want to bust balls.
You have to remember what time it is. It's the end of the week, and it's what I like to call the lonely hour. So when people are realizing that they're alone and they're not going to be with anyone, and that's when the angriness and the bitterness really comes out.
These are guys who don't have dates tonight.
Yeah. Hey, Gil, you big pussy. Hey, big pussy. Hey, pussy boy. Call a radio show, say something about my wife, then hide, then hang up the phone.
And run.
Big pussy. Pussy boy. Hey, Gil the pill. Gil the pill.
Chill, Gil.
Gil. Gil. Eat me. Eat me. The bad part. You know what I mean, Gil.
Kiss the bad part.
Kiss it.
Kiss the bad part of your butt.
Come on, kiss it. Kiss it real good, Gil.
Kiss it. Go on, kiss it. That shoe fly.
All right, good boss. All right, well, you're not there.
Yes, but that was a certain measure of satisfaction.
I do love that caller ID. Damn, this is the pettiest show on radio, isn't it?
Yes.
This is the pettiest show ever.
That's right. We're not beneath them. Nothing's beneath us.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, y'all just got me rolling on the ground.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, turn your radio down. Maybe you'll stop rolling.
What if you're like that guy at SeaWorld? Listen, Buzz, I do have an update on that.
Really? With bite marks.
And
huh?
I want to tell you something. This is why I tell you to get the newspaper and to read the goddamn newspaper.
Okay.
This is in today's Washington Post.
Wow.
Inside the paper on page A10.
Okay. See, I had the paper today, and I didn't see that item.
All right. Mike, what was the number one question you've asked?
I asked if there were bite marks around the guy's crotch area because there was evidence that the whale had ripped off his shorts.
The man found dead, nude, and draped across the back of a SeaWorld killer whale was identified as Daniel Dukes, a drifter who lived briefly as a Hare Krishna in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
There was one bite mark on his body in his groin area.
Ah, there was a bite mark.
That occurred sometime after death, the medical examiner said.
Ah, so it was a down around. I wonder. Whoa. So the shorts could have been removed after post-mortem, as they say in the coroner's office.
The medical examiner said, when the whale used its razor-sharp teeth to rip off Duke's green shorts.
Duke.
Wow.
Okay? That's Buzz?
Yes.
That's why I want you to read the newspaper.
I
should read it every day.
I did.
Cover to cover.
And he's probably a drifter and didn't have the place to live. So if you ever see a guy like that, you know, in your neighborhood, it's always a good idea if you see him, ask him into the house and put up your Duke.
Duke.
I'm sorry.
Duke. That's another word like for poop.
Yeah. Take a Duke.
I have a nice Duke. Like, look at that Duke.
Like, say hi to my brother-in-law. That's his favorite name. He's the first one that told me that one. He said, oh, you got a Duke.
What a big Duke. I remember laughing when I was a kid. Do you remember when the NFL football used to have written on it?
The Duke.
The Duke. We used to laugh about that. Look, they're playing with a football. The Duke. Hello there. Donna Mudd Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you.
My husband and I have been cracking up all week about your show earlier when you were talking about porn names.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that, too.
Yeah.
My name is Buffy Grandview, and his was Blackie Vesper.
They're great. What you do is take the first name.
Right.
The first name is the name of your dog, your first ever dog or cat.
Right.
And the last name is the first street that you've ever lived on.
That's true.
And that's how you come up.
I wondered if you guys knew what Ken Stevens' name was.
We didn't make it through the entire set, but I remember Don's was Shushu Norbeck.
Shushu Norbeck. And what was yours, Mike?
Louis Evergreen.
And Buzz, yours was?
The very manly George Glenn.
Oh, that's right.
What was yours, Robbie?
Pepper Park.
Pepper Park. Yours sounds like it would be a good name for a woman. I don't mean to insult you, but Pepper, you know, I think of Angie Dickinson.
You know, let me call Ken, as a matter of fact.
That is fantastic.
Ken Stevens, he's here today.
Simic Williams.
Vice President and General Manager for CBS Radio, Ken Stevens. Although it's after 5.
Yeah. Maybe he was shot out of a cannon.
Already split.
Yellow.
Into his big old BMW.
Goodbye.
No, he's gone. He's not here. He's gone for the weekend. All right, let me try Tim Nick Williams.
Nick Williams. Because usually it just works out great.
Yeah.
You're curious to know what Tim Nick Williams was.
Hey there, Don.
Hey there, Big Mike. Hey, Donnie.
He grew up in a neighborhood with mobsters, so this could be an interesting
name. Nobody's here. That's the problem. We're calling on Friday afternoon, and everybody's gone.
His name would be something like Duke 31st.
Everybody's gone. Let me just call up at the front desk and see who's here and who's
That's
not.
That's a good idea.
So we don't have to waste time.
Insanity Broadcasting. WJFK.
This is the 12-year-old guy that's answering our phones right now.
Oh, do I hate this kid. You should have seen this kid today.
Oh, what did he do? You hate him already?
Yeah, he just stands around all the time.
Oh,
you're the intern with the streaked hair, right?
No, it's not streaked. It's just blonde.
It's highlighted, isn't it?
No.
Oh, come on. It's highlighted.
No, me and my friend, we did it, like, you know, we decided to do it for the summer for fun.
How old are you, kid? They have you on the front desk here. How old are you?
17.
How does a 17-year-old rate answering the phones on a major market radio station?
There's nothing else for me to do.
Has everybody else left the building?
Just about.
Hey, boy, whose intern are you?
The station.
He's the general station intern, and they're having him do all sorts of tasks around the building.
All I know is every time I come around the corner, he just stands there.
Is the lovely Colette still in the building?
No, she's on a break.
She's on a break, which means she's gone for the weekend.
Yes.
When I was walking into the studios today, the kid was at the front desk, this kid that's answering the phones.
Mm-hmm.
And I came through the lobby, and I said, hey, Homo Joe, how you doing? And I heard from behind the glass partition there, that's Homo Joe? You're Homo Joe? Oh, this kid's annoying.
All right, you just got to keep quiet. That's the best thing to do, young man. You keep those thoughts to yourself.
Okay.
How many of the salespeople are here, do you know?
Not many. Most of them left.
All right, now wait, you're not putting any effort. Let me teach you something about
try
effort.
Try breathing with your nose, not your mouth.
All right, you're not putting any effort. When you say not many, most of them left, that's not telling us anything.
Okay.
What salespeople are here right now?
I don't really know. I know.
Oh, bad answer. We need an adult on the front desk.
How ridiculous is this?
This is CBS.
This is CBS Radio. And listen to this kid. Beavis is at the front desk.
This is my first week, though.
It is your first week. We're not mad at you, young man. We're mad at the people that have put you in this position of responsibility.
It's ridiculous. What if I'm some advertiser? What if I'm Mr. Budweiser and I'm calling to make a $1 million deal?
That's right.
And, you know, and I have to talk to Bobby Brady at the front desk. Has everybody split?
Has everybody split today?
Many of them are gone.
No, a couple people are still here.
Who?
I don't know. I don't really know many people's names.
The second I don't know, young man.
What if Mel called? Now what if Mel
who?
Carmazan?
Did you hear what he said? He said who?
Do you know who Mel Carmazan is?
The big cheese, I guess.
Right. What if he called? I pray that Mel calls today and asks for Ken or for Jeremy or somebody.
Ken's not here.
That's right. And then perhaps when he calls, you can say, "Who are you?"
No, I know him. I know.
Okay. So have you been able to figure out? Is anybody there? Is anybody there to help you?
No.
You're there all by yourself?
Yep.
Do you have any hair down there, son?
Oh, God.
Do you?
Yeah.
He's 17 years old. That's too young to be manning the front desk of a major market radio station.
You ever been? Taught me. Colette's a good teacher.
You ever been laid?
I don't know. My mom's probably listening right now.
Oh, mommy's listening.
What grade are you in, boy?
I just graduated Woodson High School.
So you graduated early? Earlier than most of your compatriots. You're younger than most of your...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm a year younger. Than
you're
a year
hired younger. You.
Did Mr. Coleman hire you?
Who?
Are you one of Mr. Coleman's boys?
No.
You know Jeremy?
No. Donna Caruso. My mom's best friends with Kimberly John Pop's wife.
Oh. All right, so it's a John Pop connection.
So you have the job here because you're friends with somebody. Your mom's friends with somebody.
Yeah.
There you go. Nepotism always works.
All right. Where are you getting credit for this internship?
Huh?
Where are you getting credit for this internship?
Now, John Pop is coming in to defend. I believe he's coming in to defend.
All right, here comes John Pop.
Here comes John Pop, everybody. Producer of the G. Gordon Liddy Show.
Over 10 years of radio and entertainment experience.
Hello, John. And we can put that to work for you. I just want to say, since my name was brought up, that I did make a slight recommendation, but that's about it on this one.
So you're bailing out on him.
Actually, I didn't get the job at first. The guy broke his leg who got the job.
Yeah, he didn't get the job.
What an effed up station this is.
Wow.
Money place to work.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But he's a nice guy, I guess. I barely know him.
So, but his mom is friends with your wife?
Yes, she works with my wife. And that's how I found out that he was looking for a job, put him in touch with Donna, and the rest is history.
He's not getting paid, is he? Are you getting paid, young man?
$5 an hour.
Oh, no! Listen to that. That's justice. What is minimum wage in this country? Like $7?
$5.15.
What's minimum wage?
$5.15.
So they're paying you 15 short of the minimum wage, or we're in trouble now.
Well, it's an internship, so, you know.
Yeah, it's an internship. That's why you shouldn't get any money at all.
Right. Yeah.
This is a funny place to work,
right? Sure is.
All right, well, thank you, Johnny.
Thanks, John.
Have a great weekend.
I'm a big fan of your show, though, guys.
Oh, well, thank you. Sir.
Thank you, young man.
Thank you.
What is your name? Is it Beavis?
No, it's Cameron.
Cameron.
Bay.
All right. Is Mr. Coleman here today?
He is.
Hey, very good. That was the first question that was answered that I don't know.
Why don't you put me through to Mr. Coleman's office?
Okay, hold on one second.
You know how to do that?
Yeah.
See how long this takes.
I can't believe that.
Hey, pretty quick.
Hi.
Jeremy obviously is listening to the show. We want to thank you for that.
He's listening in full blast up there.
Jeremy, why
do we have a boy answering the telephones here?
He's 17.
He's a boy,
in
man.
In other countries, you know when you start to work in other countries, much younger.
This is not a Nike shoe factory, man. This is a CBS radio station. Really, what if Mel called? Who would be in trouble if Mel called and the 17-year-old was answering the phones?
It depends how he answered the phone.
That's right. If he said who, I bet there would be hell to pay.
Yeah.
But that wasn't your hire, huh?
No.
Hey, do we have to figure out Jeremy's porn name?
Yeah, Jeremy?
Yeah?
We need the name of your first dog and the name of the street that you first lived on.
That's right. Your first name is the name of your first dog, and then your last name for your porn name is the first street you lived on.
The dog would be Mackenzie. And the street would be Kensington.
Kensington. All right. That's a good porn name.
All right. Thank you, Jeremy.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
There you go. take one more call, then we're out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, we're doing great, thank you.
I was calling because I have two things. The first one is, I used to go to Marymount University, which is very close to WAVA,
mm-hmm.
where you used to work, and I used to listen to it all the time.
Well, thank you.
Where you, and I loved you guys.
Where are you calling and, from now?
Oh, I'm in South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Beautiful.
And when I heard you guys down here, I was so excited that I hadn't even realized you all were syndicated. And so I was so excited to hear you down here. But I wanted to tell you, and I'm sure you don't remember because you do so many of these shows, but about, I guess it's like 1991, and this is so stupid that I'm even bringing it up, but you guys did a show at Lulu's. One time, and I'm sure you did tons of them, but you did a show at Lulu's, and there's all kinds of different stunts people that were doing, and one guy drank a big bottle of jalapeno pepper juice or something, and then there was a trip to the Bahamas that you were giving away.
Honey, what's the point of this contest, this call?
Okay, well, my point was really that I just like to listen to you guys.
Oh, and we thank you for that.
All right, you remember the show at Lulu's.
Yeah, I remember the show at Lulu's, and my friend and I did this big striptease to win the trip to the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm. Were you both women?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Listen, the only reason I even entertain this call is that it says, on the screen, it says, Karen from Greenville, she has big jugs.
Well, that's the guy that answered the phone asked me that. And so I do. So I.
Wait, he answered the phone and asked you if you had big jugs?
That's the first thing Mike says to everybody that calls the show. You know, big goofy Mike.
Men and him. Women.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Do you have big jugs?
Well, I said that, I said that really I just wanted to call and tell you guys I love you a lot. And
I love you.
Love listening to you.
Love
but
you.
I guess that wasn't exciting enough. I had to come up with something else.
Okay.
And so he said he has big jugs. And I said,
nice to see Mike is coaching our callers.
Yeah, just let them say what they want to say, man.
Tell them you have big jugs.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Dennis, what would your porn name be?
Kanna and Ethan Allen.
What was the first name?
Kanna.
Spell it.
Kanna.
Kanna.
Yeah.
Kanna.
Dennis Shepard.
Ethan Allen and Dennis. A lot of people don't realize that for his first few years, Dennis lived in a furniture store.
Actually, no. I live on Ethan Allen Avenue in Tacoma Park.
So your porn name would be Kanna. Actually, I guess it would be Kanna Allen.
If you want, yeah.
Kanna E. Allen.
Oh, yeah. Well, Kanna Ethan Allen.
Kanna Ethan Allen.
Right.
You know, kind of a lame porn name there, Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis.
Okay, y'all have a good weekend.
Okay, have a pleasant weekend.
Bud.
Yes, Dennis.
I love you.
I love you too, man.
Goodbye, Dennis.
Bye-bye.
Dennis, you forgot to tell us you have big jugs or not. We know Dennis has big jugs.
Huge.
Gigantic. Last call, big milkshake machines. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike Show, you're the last caller.
Hey, how you doing? Is this Don?
And Mike,
how you guys doing? Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Just to let you know, my porn name would be Baby Ramona. And I just happen to be from Sacramento and San Francisco today, so I guess that sounds kind of fitting.
Beautiful. You have big jugs?
Nah, I'm working on it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's a good answer if you don't have big jugs. You say you're working on it.
Yeah,
you got to try.
Very good. Always growing. Thank you, my friend. Sorry, we're out of time.
We meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, my God, I actually pity those poor bastards we're going up against. By God, I do. We're not just going to shoot the bastards. We're going to cut out their living guts and use them to grease the treads of our tanks. We're going to murder those lousy Hun bastards by the bushel. Now, some of you boys, I know, are wondering whether or not you'll chicken out under fire. Don't worry about it. I can assure you that you will all do your duty. The Nazis are the enemy. Wade into them. Spill their blood. Shoot them in the belly. When you put your hand into a bunch of goo that a moment before was your best friend's face, you know what to do.